This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It's been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is our weekly overview. When I say our, the folks who are on the DJV program with me, that would be Jennifer Horn. Normally, she's off today, but Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen, and my friend John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, someone that I have always found an interesting go-to person when it comes to his thoughts about what's going on in the world of conversation. He'd been running a talk radio station and stations there in that market for years and years and years, and has I think you and I first got together, though, when I was participating in launches and things at the Kennedy Space Center. Although you started carrying this program almost when it was the Good Day program, almost at its inception, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Back in the early 90s.
Yes.
When did you start?
I started in 1988, and I think you were one of the first. It had to have been right around 1990 when you started.
You were one of the first
in a group of a few dozen who signed on within the first year or so. It was October of 88 when I started doing this. So I think you came about in the spring of 1990. Good heavens, that's a long time.
January 1990, yeah.
Yep, there you go. All right, so John and Victoria and Jay are here. As we go through the stories, for those of you who are new, like the folks in the Finger Lakes, we have four new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York. The idea here is for us to take the top 10 stories as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. This hour becomes a companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown show that we do every week with Michael Harrison. Go through the stories, the top 10 stories as deemed by talkers in their research, listening to talk radio stations and programs, talking to hosts around the country. So we have a people list, we have a story list, and I try to do this differently every week because I don't want it to become a source of pedanticism. Is that a word? I don't want it to sound the same every week, even though Casey Kasem, who was the master of countdowns, you know, it was done the same way. It was a formulaic thing. I honestly am not great with formulas. There are certain times I have to do commercials and stop and start and that sort of thing. But I think that it becomes more interesting and intriguing if we take this project on differently. So I'm going to start with number one this week. I'm going to start with number two. Number two is COVID and all the variants and the resurgence of people getting sick, that sort of thing from Thanksgiving. And I'm going to take a sort of different approach, and then look for the reaction of the ladies and gentlemen who are here. And you certainly always can comment on our social media as well. Easy to do that. Social media, Twitter handle and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So with regard to COVID, and the events that surround it, I saw something that intrigued me. And I'm not often intrigued by the New York Times. As a matter of fact, I think mostly it's a good fish wrapper. But they pointed out something in taking a shot at Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or Mark Levin or Donald Trump himself that is becoming more obvious. Whether it's good or bad, you have to be the judge of that. And maybe it becomes a discussion of political stripes. But more Republicans are dying of COVID than Democrats. And to follow the trail, more Republicans are dying because more Republicans refuse to get the vaccine. And, you know, you look at the red states, you look at the blue states, and who's getting vaccinated and who isn't. A lot of places, there are a lot of, you know, there are people who just are not wanting to get the vaccine. So I don't use the term conservative, as you've noticed if you've listened to me over the years. I use right of center and left of center, because the term conservative, in my mind and experience, has nothing to do with politics, really. It has to do with what the word's about, and that is saving things. So in this circumstance, it certainly doesn't apply, because the conservatives aren't saving even themselves, if you want to use that term. So, and it also is interesting, you know, to note that Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin and Donald Trump had the shots, and yet they lead a chorus of people who seem not to want to get the shots. And so I find it, I don't know, I just think it's kind of a needless, it's just another way to sell more newspapers and magazines, taking this approach, finding people who have just one point of view. But there is a vaccination gap, and it is, as I just described. And there are more people who, if you look at the stats, have described themselves as Republicans who have died in terms of sheer numbers than Democrats. So what does that tell us? Does it mean anything? Is this more in a right versus left conversation? Or is there something to behold here? I'll go around the room. John, I'm not going to do ladies first. I'll do you first because you're our guest. What's your read on that?
Well, it's an interesting take on the entire COVID situation. Frankly, one that I had not heard, but I'm not really surprised about either. The entire virus has become political, as I think many people would agree with. And it's unfortunate that it's come down to the point of right of center or left of center. There seems to be this theory that it's all a left of center type of virus, and as a result, a lot of people are not being vaccinated. I know there are a lot of minorities that feel that the vaccination is not good, and they've not taken it, mm-hmm. and they won't take it. So that's been a problem with the pandemic in general, and here in our country. So how we get over that, I'm not quite sure. I know the latest numbers as far as vaccination goes here in the country is something like 60% or close to 61%, and I'm wondering whether or not that 75% level that we've heard about now for the past year, if that's going to have any effect on being able to curtail the virus or not. And it's an interesting take, and one that I think presents some problems that are inherent with not taking the vaccination as a result of being either right of center, as you said, and it's one that we'll have to watch a little bit closer to see what happens.
Interesting, because most Black Americans describe themselves, if they're asked, as either independents or Democrats. There are Black Republicans for sure, and more of them, but still Black Americans are not, as you just pointed out, getting the shots because of the mistrust of the system. By the way, this is information that comes from the Kaiser Family Foundation that you can research any which way but loose. All right, so Victoria, Jay, what do you think about this? Do you have a comment?
I'm sort of like what John said. I can't say that I'm surprised, and that's really unfortunate, you know, because it's so political you can just predict these types of things. Who wears a mask? Well, you're typically on the left if you wear a mask, and who wants to get vaccinated and who doesn't. It's just it's such a shame.
At least you're an independent. You can be an independent or to the left, kind of. That seems to be where the numbers are. But if you're on the right, chances are.
But you know, but what I'm saying though is you can place a bet and probably not be wrong, you know, on as to these things, and that's really unfortunate and shows the degree of how political thinking has invaded our self-preservation. And it's just, and that's health. And I don't know. It's a shame. I want everyone to be safe and happy. We've lost loved ones to COVID. And it's just, it's an unnecessary thing. This is unnecessary that we're, you know, shutting down schools and businesses and the economy. This doesn't have to happen.
Well, the more upset the public gets with it, it leads to more advances, if you will, in the vaccination of the mask wearing one way or the other. Jay, you have a thought? Yes, no?
Yeah, well, to add to the assumptions of everything, I've been at the grocery store wearing my mask, and I have had people ask me why I chose not to be vaccinated for the pure fact that I was wearing a mask. I am vaccinated.
See, and that's funny, because you're in Tennessee. Right, so you're in Tennessee, and the funny thing is I'm in New Jersey, and we assume that if you're wearing a mask, you have been vaccinated, because people who wear a mask are also the ones who are, you know, care more about their personal health and care more, and this is the assumption, that they care more about not spreading it. So that's really interesting. It's the opposite up in the north in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting also to understand what mental health toll, the way that people, this is referred to by some as the second pandemic, people in their mental attitude, people are fried with this, staying home, not working, you know, running out of money, whatever it is that was created by this, by the Chinese government's virus, and more and more people hopefully are getting into that. We ought to talk about our relationship with China, because that is another very important item that's on the story list this week, along with the release of information about the JFK assassination. All of those things are included in the top 10 stories, which we continue to purview here on our talk radio review. It's Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, John Harper from WMEL. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 17 after the hour. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
All right, so we have the JFK assassination information is number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. If any or all of you, I was reading this, Victoria, actually, you sent me a good summary of it, and I'm reading through it and then mentioning...
Not a whole lot, right?
Well, it's the same. You know, they're still putting their foot in the water. They don't really get to the bottom line. Remember, John, when I used to have Jack Anderson on all the time?
Sure.
The columnist did the Washington merry-go-round. He and I became great friends. He's a wonderful guy and one of the most interesting storytellers. And he wrote a book about all of this stuff and got right to the bottom line. And as a result of, and I never actually put this together, but right after the book was published, he got mugged on a street in Washington, hit over the head with a pipe, and he never was the same again. He got Parkinson's and then died. But it was the things that he exposed in his book. Some of them have chortled their way back into this new release, but there's a lot of paper here and there's not much new information. The suggestion of the Italian, of the mafia and the Cubans and the communists and but you know, Jack brings it right to the bottom line, and that he names the names of the mafiosos who were responsible for colluding with the Chinese. So that's, I mean, with the Russians. It's the 21 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now on our Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and John Harper from WMEL in Florida. So the what we do during this portion of each hour on the DJV program is to take comments from social media, stories that are trending on social media. So one of the things that came up this week was a statement that I made on the air that I didn't believe that Donald Trump, even if he ran, would ever be president again. And Jennifer Horn, God love her, I said, I'll bet you $100. And Jennifer said, I'll take that bet. So then we got a lot of responses. So you want to go through some of the responses from people with that premise, will he run for president again?
Yeah, these ones come from Twitter. Stevenson 3033 tweeted that if he's smart, he won't run again because he can't win, but his ego probably doesn't recognize that. Deb Keller believes he will run again and can understand why people like him, adding he's different, he did things that weren't mainstream, he did get things done, but questions how there could be any support for him following January 6th.
But, you know, I got to jump in on that. That's number three this week on the story list. This business of all of the family members and people who were close advisors that told him to get up and say something, I think that's the most interesting twist on this week, don't you think?
Yeah.
In a specific way, John, yeah?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think the family members, as you said, Doug, who have come out and reportedly told him, you got to stop this. You got to make some type of a statement.
Tell them to go home.
Yeah. They were trying to get to Mark Meadows and trying to get him to get to Trump. There definitely is a lot of smoke to that fire right there, and I think that's that is going to be very damaging.
If he runs for president again, that's going to be the number one. I predict the number one thing that the Democrats throw at him. That stuff is not going to help him at all. All right. So, what other comments you got there, Jay, on that question?
B Duster 65 tweets that it doesn't matter if Trump runs again because voters don't make the decisions; the people who count the votes do.
This is cynical.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting
an opinion.
It sure is. Okay, next up, thoughts on COVID. What do we have?
Oh, my goodness. It is astounding. Everybody wants us to stop talking about it. Everyone is tired of hearing about it. Al McEwen wants us
including
to spread everything. Everyone else is talking about it nonstop and covering things, and he wants us to be a place away from it. Otto Ball also wants us to stop discussing COVID and asks why there's not more conversation happening around the Maxwell trial or ongoing scandals surrounding the Dugars. John H. John H. Not wrong there, though. John H. wonders if COVID is becoming more endemic and moving forward, kind of being toward moving forward towards being more like the common cold, and also opines if the best we can do is focus on building up our immune system with zinc and vitamin C and D.
Good for you. That's thank you, John. Is that John Harper, John H.? Could be. The idea that our immune system is really the best. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with our DJV program, is very vehement when it comes to building up and keeping your immune system strong. And zinc, golden seal, echinacea, vitamin C, all of those things are great ways of tuning up your immune system. Yeah,
Those are all great things, and I support all of that. And nutritionally, I think we all need to do that. The problem, though, is that in so many doctors in, you know, working in COVID ICU units say, well, everyone thinks their immune system is strong and robust until they're in the ICU unit because they don't want to get a vaccine. And then it's like, oh, well, sorry, you know, there are things stronger than your immune system.
All right, New Yorkers support Andrew. Let's quickly, Jay, Andrew Cuomo. Running again, a couple of quick comments.
No, pretty much everyone was like, didn't vote for him the first time, not going to vote for him again. And Andy Brinkley has the winning comment Dan Myers has the winning comment that nobody outside of New York City, the rest of the people in New York State, never had a need for him.
Or use for him. And his brother either. That's, you know, they've kind of been tied together now in the circumstances they find themselves in. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Last-minute deals are here, and Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right. With daily and weekly deals through the end of the year and unique curated gift guides, Office Depot is offering must-have supplies, time-saving services, and popular gifts for everyone left on your list. Along with just-in-time savings, Office Depot customers can enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup. Get the gifts you need faster and easier than ever. Simply place an order on OfficeDepot.com or the Office Depot mobile app and select in-store or curbside pickup at checkout at least 1 hour before the store's closing time. Customers can find great prices both online and in-store on furniture, technology, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials for the new year ahead. Shoppers can also sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership to unlock even more great savings. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane in Reading, also in Roseville and Petaluma, has the perfect Christmas gift this holiday season. A High Noble Safe. Or choose another high-quality safe from Browning, American Security, and Canon. High Noble Safe Company also offers delivery, moving, and repair services. Merry Christmas from High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane in Reading, also in Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by today.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of December 13th to the 17th. Yes, we will produce this program as we always do, 52 weeks a year. Next weekend it'll be whatever the stories are, and the year end after that. Can you imagine? We're talking about the end of the year. We're beyond the middle of December. The end of the year 2021. People say, God bless, good riddance.
Remember when everyone thought 2021 was going to be like the best year ever because 2020 was so bad?
So bad, yeah.
2021
exactly.
Ended up being at least twice as worse.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, so that's the voice of Victoria Keelan. She's here with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL commenting on the stories that Talkers has come up with. The number one issue, well, let me... This sort of fits into number six, which is a discussion of the weather and the tornadoes and that sort of thing. Jay, you're closer to it than anybody else down in Nashville, but I want to underscore our support for the Pandemic of Love, which is an organization that basically focuses on whatever the issues are, whatever the problems are, whatever the needs are in the here and now. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. If you want to give to help out, That is a fabulous way to do it. PandemicOfLove.com. You can give on Venmo and Cash App and PayPal, I guess, right?
Yeah. Basically, whatever's easiest for you to give your monetary gift, they accept it.
Yeah, right. So it's something certainly to think about along with. There's not much you can say about the devastation, what happened. Happened with people who want to continue to grind up the climate change discussion, kind of referring back to some of the social media comments that we've had about COVID. People are just tired of talking about it, listening to it being discussed. I say I can go through, I'll probably get slapped around by Michael Harrison. I look at the list of the stories every week, and because of my own impatience, I suppose, I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't like going over the same stuff over and over again. However, John, the radio people, the seasoned radio people who listen to us say, you got to play the hits. And the hits in terms of talk, that's how this whole countdown show came about. Michael and I talk, we've been doing this for decades. And the idea came about because of what Casey Kasem was doing in the 70s and 80s with the American Top 40. So if you can do it for music, why can't you do it for talk? And then you get into this whole discussion. Okay, well, I mean, I look at the stories from this year, and we go back when we do this in a couple of weeks. I'm sure that the COVID thing will be number one, and the investigation and Trump will be number two, and China will be number three. Now, somebody will say, well, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth because you love talking about China. I do, because it changes all the time, and because they're guilty of sin. When it comes to almost everything that we charge them with, the Chinese government is no good. And they're doing everything they can to try to destroy our way of life and our country. And so you can find a different angle on that all the time. Not many different angles on the COVID, unfortunately. It is what it is. But because it is in the list, I don't reject talking about it here in the countdown overview, but I am going to try to stay... I think there's so many more interesting things to talk about. I am going to make an effort to stay away from it as much as possible, unless there's something earth-shattering during the course of the DJV program. All right. So, having said that, do we talk anymore about the Chinese? I think, actually, Victoria, would you bring us up to date on what things toward the end of the week, the government, the sort of restrictions, not only our government, but governments around the world have placed on the Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so Thursday ended up not being a great day for the Chinese government in terms of their dealings with America. The Biden administration added China's top military medical research institute to an export blacklist in response to concerns that Beijing is using this technology, like biometrics and brain control weapons, in ways that the U.S. officials say it's not only just a threat to our national security, but to human rights around the world. Then the Commerce Department jumped in, and they added the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, along with 11 of its research institutes, to their list, their blacklist. And so that bans the export of American technology to any one of those companies unless they specifically secure a U.S. government license, which looks like they don't have a fat chance in that one. Then the Commerce Department also added more than a dozen Chinese firms to the blacklist, citing their help in modernizing the Chinese military and also supporting Iran's weapons programs and defense industry. Then the Treasury Department piled on. They placed 8 Chinese companies on a U.S. investment blacklist. So if you're trying to invest in one of those 8 companies, you are not allowed to do that as an American citizen, and you can face very stiff penalties with the SEC if you are violating that. So now the reason they put those companies on the blacklist is because, and it sounds like it's from that show that you love, The Blacklist, but the reason they're on that list is because, once again, they cited biometric surveillance and tracking of ethnic and religious minorities in China, particularly the Uyghur Muslims in the northwestern Xinjiang region, which, you know, earlier in the week, the Biden administration, went through the Marco Rubio and the bipartisan bill that was signed into law by Biden, that bans all imports from anywhere in that region. And that's bad news for Nike and a lot of other big companies. So this has been a bad week for the Chinese government. The U.S., and I'm happy about this, is really putting the squeeze on their bottom line. And more than just making threats and, you know, and kind of lobbying tariffs and stuff, this is, to me, these are meaningful and impactful actions that we're taking.
One of the things that has followed me through my career is always soliciting input from the stations that carry my various programs. And so I call on John as sort of a harbinger of what I'm doing as he listens to what I do. And nobody complains about me overcooking my point of view on the Chinese, or the Chinese government. But some people, when it comes to the inflation story, I guess I'm wondering whether we're doing a good job of getting a lot of the information. I don't expect to say you're doing a terrible job, but I also think that it's important to have a sounding board. I think we all, no matter what you do for a living, it's great to have a mentor. It's great to have somebody that you trust. I've been doing this, as I said, for a long, long time. Many people have been listening to me for decades, and I have changed a lot over the years because I think we all need to change. Got to pay attention to what's going on around you in terms of whatever your business is, and in terms of radio, this kind of a program, you got to sort of keep up with what is on the minds of not only the people that listen to you, but what's going on in the general sphere of things. So, is there, anything here that we leave out that we ought to be talking about, John, from your point of view as the guy who runs a radio station?
I think, Doug, good point, and I always say make a friend of change. The various items that Jennifer, or rather Victoria, just mentioned as far as the embargoes on China and what our government is trying to do, I think more of that needs to be brought out because many Americans are under the belief that our country is doing nothing in regards to placing any type of sanctions on China. And they think that we're just trying to still do business because it's cheaper doing business with China than it is back here in the States.
It is. But to be more specific to the point of, I got clobbered by a guy in a note this week who said that I was an elitist and I was, I'm a rich guy that can buy anything. So why, I take people to task for going into Walmart and going into the dollar stores and buying all that crap that's made in China. And so I wonder whether sometimes that does sound too harsh. I'm not meaning for it to be harsh, but I am very interested in trying to get people to look around. Some, a lot of people are lazy. They just do what's easiest.
Right.
And a lot of the crap that you find on Amazon or, it's a hard, as the ladies have pointed out here on any number of occasions, it's hard to find stuff. You got to do a little work.
I mean, look, I love Target, right? I've been to Target 27 million times this holiday season, and I adore Target. But when I was on the very long line to pick up an online order, you have to go through various aisles, and I'm just standing there picking up random items, there wasn't a single thing that wasn't made in China.
Yeah.
And that's really, and if you think about how much, I know that, Doug, you want to kind of wave a wand and erase everything made in China, but you would literally not have anything on the shelves in most of these stores.
No, what I want is to bring the business. I want the government to be smart enough or honest enough to incentivize bringing businesses back here through their tax policy, and I want people to be more conscious of what they actually are buying, because what they're buying is not good for our country. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. It's not good for any of us.
It's bad for
to
the
be
environment,
this dependent.
Too, in many cases.
Yeah, right. I also thought it was interesting the Senate confirmed Nicholas Burns to be the ambassador to China. He's a Harvard prof. He was the ambassador to NATO. It's kind of a complex situation, obviously, that he's finding himself in. But, I don't know why Marco Rubio tried to hold up his...
Marco Rubio only held him up because he wanted to get his bill passed about the banning the exports imports from Xinjiang. So now he went through with it and said it was fine,
He said in his confirmation hearing that China is not all-powerful. The U.S. retains substantial advantages over China. Most notably its alliances. And that's interesting because that points out something else. One of the items this week on the countdown, number 9, actually, the China-Russia relationship, as they announced this week with Iran, that they want to do everything they can to clobber America. And they've used different language, but basically they're forming an alliance because the Americans are pushing back on the situation with Ukraine and the Russians, and that's basically all Putin. And then she's trying to do the stuff with the Uyghurs and Taiwan, and we're pushing back. And so is the rest of the world, pretty much, or anybody's got any influence. And so, you know, they don't like it. And we don't like what they're doing. And so where does it ever get resolved, I guess, is the question. I always like to have resolve to some of these things, and I don't see it at the moment, anyway. So, all right.
It's going to have to come to a head, right, at some point.
Yeah, right. All right, so number one, I suppose I can attach the social policy $2.2 trillion bill, which is stalled because Joe Manchin, as we speculated on the DJV show, is running for president. I think he is, frankly. So what do we got about 60 seconds. What do we think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing.
John, what are your thoughts? Do you think he'll run?
I think there's a very good chance of it. Absolutely. That's what I'm hearing down here in Florida. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, he's a moderate guy, and we need somebody who's moderate that stands up and doesn't let himself get pushed around. What about Jay? What do you hear down in Tennessee?
There's not too much conversation around Donald Trump happening at the moment.
No, I'm talking about Joe Manchin.
Oh, Joe Manchin, sorry.
So you've got to go back to your social media stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, say that again? I missed that.
I said, well, we were talking about that with social media, and I'm betting there are people that are still sending in things on our social media about Trump running. So I understand the distraction.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, not too much about Joe Manchin at the moment either. Really, the biggest focus at the time for the South is the weather. We're still kind of recovering, and even just the recent tornado. A few weeks earlier, there was another tornado in Middle Tennessee, just a little bit west of Nashville. So it's been pretty trying down here right now.
Yep. All right. There it is. Thank you, John. John Harper from WMEL, and the ladies of the DJV program, Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keeling, with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the charts for the week of December the 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen. I have the honor every week of going through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Let's start with the story list at number 10, latest information, which is a big bust on the JFK assassination. Lots of nothing there. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia and their moves. Number 8, the situation with cybersecurity and scams, that sort of thing. Number 7, the problems with immigration and where these people are going and what they're doing. Number 6, the tornadoes in Kentucky. Number 5, race relations and the usual conversation about Black Lives Matter, etc. Crime and violence, number 4, the stats there. January 6th, speaking of crime and violence, the investigation to that, number 3. The COVID conversation, number 2. And our economy and inflation and the Build Back Better bill. That's it. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. You can find the top 10 lists both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com, where all of this is aired, the two-hour special every week. So here's the official people list that goes into our countdown. Number 10, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer. He's number 10, so because he was fired. Number 9 is Pukin Putin. I guess there's probably a kind of a conversation here that puts the two of them together, Pukin and Xi. Number 8, London Breed. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. And the rest of that ilk. Liz Cheney is number 5. Donald Trump is 4. Mark Meadows, a former staff manager for the president. Mark Meadows, number 3. Joe Manchin, running for president, I think. Number 2, Joe Biden. He is the president. He's number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Huge focus on big tech stories. It's Tech Talk time now, and at the end of the week, Victoria Keelan and I, mostly Victoria Keelan, review the top 5 items from the world of technology that affects you, your life, and how you use this stuff. I put stuff in quotation marks. So at number 5, as we work to number 1, some retailers are pushing for some new rules. You want to explain that, Victoria?
Yep. Yeah, retailers are fighting to stop stolen goods from being resold on the Internet. This is a really, really big problem, and especially for smaller retailers, this is, you know, the loss of goods is just, it really hits their bottom line. So the CEOs of nearly 24 retail companies have thrown their weight behind legislation aimed at marketplaces like Amazon and eBay, and there are some others like OfferUp. And the Facebook Marketplace is another spot where this is happening a lot. It's called the Informed Consumers Act, and it would require online marketplaces to verify sellers and enable buyers to verify sellers as well, to see their contact information, and so that you know you're not buying stolen goods. This is a very low risk crime, which is part of the problem. And so retailers say they see $45 billion in annual losses. It's actually up $15 billion from just a decade ago. And as we know, we've been seeing all the headlines, flash mobs targeting retail chains from Home Depot and Target to Nordstrom and Burberry and Louis Vuitton. And then they're just dumping these goods on eBay and Amazon and Facebook Marketplace. So if you're a consumer, just, try to do a little more due diligence until this law gets passed, because this is really harming a lot of people's business.
All right, number four, this is a focus on the FCC, Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, after the deadly tornadoes swept through multiple states last week, the FCC has now decided that they need to be much better about emergency alert systems, especially for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Those alerts went off, as we know, it's the traditional over the TV. You're watching TV. Usually it's when your favorite show is on, right? And then the big, rainbow thing, the screen comes on and you hear that, the really loud alert button or alert sound. And then, the FCC has their messaging about the emergency alert system. Well, that doesn't work if you're not watching TV, and it doesn't work if you don't have cable. So they have to come up with much, much better ways. And so the FCC chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, is saying that, as we're seeing more and more of these freak weather storms occurring, like the tornadoes that popped up out of nowhere, they have to do a much better job with helping people get to safety as fast as possible.
All right, number three, the president launching an effort to make online benefits less painful. For whom?
For the consumer. So President Biden signed an executive order this week that aims to make it easier for Americans to access a broad range of federal services and benefits, like renewing your passport online, which should be already a thing, but it's not, and accessing retirement benefits. So one of the big problems here is Social Security benefits, filing your taxes, waiting in line for TSA stuff. All of that requires multiple government agencies to interact with each other. And so if you're a person who, let's just say you want to go online and file for retirement or for your benefits, you have to interact with several agencies, and it becomes a huge mess. So the White House issued a fact sheet detailing this order, saying that they're now going to target 36 different customer experiences across 17 different agencies. And this is going to be on USA.gov, so hopefully this will be revamped in the coming years. Hopefully it won't take too long.
Number two,
50,000 Facebook users in 100 countries may have been targeted by surveillance for hire companies, according to Meta, which is Facebook's new name for their parent company. They shared findings about the attempted attacks with security researchers, and they've alerted potential victims, but this is essentially, they say, 1,500 Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to 7 entities that were using this illegal private surveillance efforts. So essentially, this is based in China, Israel, India, and North Macedonia is where they have found that these, they're kind of like guns for hire, essentially, and they are spying on people. And so Facebook is trying their best to alert people to that, so if you're being spied on.
Yep, number one is how vulnerable a lot of people are using certain devices.
This is hundreds of millions of devices that are affected by this. This came out this week. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, this is the CISA, they said this is one of the most serious that the head of the agency has ever seen. This is vulnerabilities across governments and banking, and it has a wide range of people who are affected by this. And it all started in a video game, the Lodge 4J flaw. So it's a mess. It's going to take a long time to fix.
59 past the hour. This is our overview of the top 5 items from the world of technology here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I need a gift for the person who has everything.
everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18. Limit 2. In-store only while supplies last.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he cannot vote for his party's $2 trillion spending bill as the White House accuses him of breaking commitments.
Manchin's opposition puts it all on hold indefinitely, seemingly dealing a fatal blow to President Biden's domestic initiative heading into an election year when Democrats' narrow hold on Congress was already in peril.
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
The White House calls his opposition sudden and inexplicable. The West Virginia senator cites a multitude of factors: inflation, debt, COVID variants.
This is a mammoth piece of legislation, and I had my reservations from the beginning.
Manchin made his comments on Fox News Sunday. I'm Julie Walker.
Medical experts warn the COVID-19 Omicron variant is raging around the world, and on that, President Biden planning Tuesday to give what his press secretary, Jen Psaki, says is a, quote, stark warning of what the winter will look like for unvaccinated Americans. The prospect of a winter chilled by a wave of coronavirus infections is a severe reversal from the optimism projected by Mr. Biden months ago when he suggested we'd be back to normal by Christmas. The pandemic forcing 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to scale back its usual holiday festivities.
Typically in December, the White House calendar is packed with parties for lawmakers, diplomats, and administration staff, among others. But the coronavirus is preventing those gatherings with the President and First Lady from happening this year.
It doesn't look exactly like it has always looked here, but we are going to continue to celebrate, to embrace the holiday season, and look for ways we can do that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House will be hosting a series of open houses to allow people to see the Christmas decorations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Be sure to check out more news, read the best analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
Bad news for fishermen in the nation's northeast.
Commercial shrimp fishing off the coast of Maine and much of New England will remain closed for another 3 years because regulators have concerns about the health of the shrimp population because of warming waters. Shrimp prefer to breed in cold water, so fishermen have been ordered to sit back and wait.
Ken Lorman reporting. Authorities are investigating the deaths of several people whose bodies were discovered in a home in Moorhead, Minnesota, right on the border with North Dakota. Moorhead police have not said how many people were killed or how they died. There were no signs of violence, according to officers, or even forced entry into the residence. Neighbors, meanwhile, say several children lived in the home, but police are
being very tight with any details and say they don't expect to release anything new until tomorrow. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From the obituaries, Georgia residents mourning the loss of a former GOP senator who died at the age of 76. Here's Shelley Adler.
Johnny Isakson, an affable Georgia Republican politician who rose from the ranks of the state legislature to become a U.S. senator, has died. The passing was confirmed in a news release from Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's office. In 2015, Isakson disclosed that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He remained in office until the end of 2019, retiring 2 years before the end of his term. In the Senate, Isakson was known as an effective behind-the-scenes consensus builder. His own views on flashpoint issues such as abortion became more conservative over the years as Georgia's own politics shifted from blue to red. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Cars, one search.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Where there's a will, there's a way, as they say, and so it has been willed that we put Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together once again this week to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, which are published at talkers.com and also djvshow.com, the week of December 13th to the 17th. Holiday time, Michael. I don't know that that has caused us to slow down any with what is on the top story list and the people list. So as we usually do as we get the program started, it's up to you. It's heavy work, and it's a heavy workload, but it's up to you to give us the stories and the people list. Please.
It's been about 7 years since the holidays really marked
felt like
a
holidays
in the in the news. Mm-hmm. It all began in 2015 when Trump came down the elevator. And I mean, you know how there are like these milestones?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Down the chimney. Yeah. That's what he should have done. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the JFK assassination info, tied with Urban Meyer being fired. We could touch on both of those. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 8, social media tied with cybersecurity. At number 7, immigration tied with abortion. At number 6, climate change tied with tornadoes. They're very closely related, obviously. At number 5, race relations tied with voter legislation. At number 4, crime and violence. At number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with Trump and the GOP. And then looking ahead to the 2022 and 2024 elections, we're talking about both of them as if they were next week. At number 2, COVID-19, variants, vaccines, winter resurgence, and stats, and the numbers are heading in the wrong direction. At number 1, inflation, the Build Back Better bill, the supply chain problems and the craziness of the labor force. And those are the big stories. Our people list includes number 10, football coach Urban Meyer. At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed. What a great name. London Breed. Sounds like a some kind of...
Something is falling down.
It's just, yeah, that's right, London Bridge. At number 8, Kamala Harris is at 7, Sean Hannity.
You're
and
falling
Laura
down.
Well, she's doing a bit of a dive. Bad approval ratings. And well, the whole Biden administration is facing great question marks as we look ahead to the election of 24. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham being newsmakers this week at number 6. Liz Cheney at 5, Donald Trump at 4, Mark Meadows at 3, and sounds like a Beatles song. Let me take you down to Mark Meadows. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Joe Manchin, and number 1, Joe Biden. And it's another crazy week, and the holidays played very little role in any of it.
Joe Biden is the president now. I think Joe Manchin is running for president and has a good chance of being elected in 2024. What do you think?
I brought that up weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you're the first person I've talked to in the media that has said it without me prompting them.
Thank you.
I think it certainly is a strategic move on his part to put himself in a position, as he has in West Virginia, which is predominantly red. Mm-hmm. You've got a Democrat elected to the Senate there. Because just like Bill Clinton was able to shift the Democrats to more of a centrist position back in 92 and be elected, you know, after they flirted with the far left and, you know, people like Dukakis and Walter Mondale and all of that, we might be seeing that. Anything is possible. But, yeah, Joe Manchin definitely has positioned himself in a way that he could be acceptable to Republicans.
Yep, there you go. I think you're going to see that. Speaking of what's acceptable, this is kind of off the wall. Number 6, the whole focus on our climate, what's contributing to the climate, the interest in electric cars, that sort of thing. Is that going to save the planet? There's a Paris taxi firm that has bought hundreds of Tesla cars, and they have suspended using them because there was a fatal accident involving one of the vehicles that was not being driven. It was... The driver wasn't driving. And so that's one of the problems with these things. Even though now the New York Police Department, as we headed into the end of the week, is thinking about buying Tesla cars, 250 electric police cars. Mm. How about
there's
that?
There's a big difference between an electric car and an electric car that drives itself. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
there's nothing dangerous or you know, totally like, you know, out of the box thinking about an electric car. It's just a different energy source. But the idea of a car driving itself in terms of steering and braking and thinking, I mean, it's technologically possible, but I can't see it working as long as you have both kinds of cars on the road. Mm-hmm. If all cars were self-driving, Then a grid could be created, and it would become like the old trolley cars, where they had, you know, vehicles on tracks with electrical beams that go up.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, they still have some of those. No, they still have them in Boston. Some of the bigger cities still have electric-powered buses and cars. I mean, electric buses and trains. You know, all the subway system is run with electric. There's no...
Yeah, but I'm saying is they're on a track. The whole idea, yeah. you see, if cars drive themselves... It's going to change the whole nature of transportation. It's not just going to be cars driving themselves. It's going to change the nature of owning a car and how the roads are set up in terms of a grid. It'll be like they're on tracks. There's no need to have each one have its own individual thing. It'll be decades before the bugs are worked out.
Okay.
On that.
So then here's the latest wrinkle in that. Nick Miles, who is our car auto reporter, the car talker of note these days, has suggested, or didn't suggest, he said that there are several companies who are looking into, in the short term, building a flying car. So, okay, we got electric cars that and cars that drive themselves. So the next step is to get flying cars. Look, remember the Jetsons? Dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun, dun. So flying cars, and the question, the first question that came up is, okay, are you traffic lights?
Yeah. And well, actually, flying cars, it already has been invented. It's called the airplane.
Well, yeah, but those have, there's a,
I'm kidding.
Those people who are running or flying an airplane have a pilot's license. Does everybody mm-hmm. who's driving a flying car get a pilot's license?
Right.
Good question.
Have you ever seen this contraption called the gyrocopter?
Yes.
That's I'd love to own one of those. Of course, I would never have the courage to go up in one. But uh-huh. The thought of it, you know, you park it in your backyard and you go up, and this it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, I did. Well, I did fly one once.
Did you really?
When I was working, I did afternoons in Cincinnati for a couple of years. And about the time I got started doing the Good Day program, and somebody came into the station wanted to know if I was willing to fly one as a promotional stunt. And of course, I said, yeah. I always said, yeah, to any promotional stunt. So I got up, and it scared the living you know what out of me.
I could imagine. I mean, especially back then.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had them back then.
This is the 30. This was the first. This was kind of the first go round with them, and they had me flying over farmland in Kentucky, and there was a power line, a power grid, that I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, I said, what in the name of God did you agree to do this for? And they're down there, everybody's filming it and taking pictures, and I'm sweating my you know what's off. It was not, but you know that stuff.
You would do anything for a little bit of press, huh?
Well, not then. Maybe as I've matured, I've gotten a little smarter about that. All right, speaking of that, I would like to take a moment here to relate to you and the audience. There are a lot of different things. We look at the people list this week, and there are some people who are doing things that are – there are always people doing interesting things. You know the model Hunter McGrady? Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay. So Hunter McGrady is somebody who's become very popular because she's one of these plus-size models. And she's really quite attractive. She's become well-known in lots of different circles. And there's another plus-size model who just had a baby. I forget her name. I always refer to her as the Ashley Graham. Thank you, Phil. The woman who has an overbite.
You seem to be an expert on plus-sized models.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I, you know, looking, it's not dangerous, I don't think, to look, is it?
Okay.
And is it sexist to even talk about? Are men supposed
Everything
to
is
talk?
Sexist to talk about.
Yeah, ask Chris Noth, and the latest thing from him, and that's not about him, we should talk about him in a little bit, but the reason I bring her up is because she has taken to Instagram, and a lot of the things that we talk about are on social media here, and sooner or later, some of these things bubble to the top. I got 10,000 responses to a conversation with her followers about the focus on losing weight and shedding holiday pounds, as if all of the attractive pounds are fat. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because we have a sponsor here, Calitrin, and people have taken a little bit. Somebody sent me this article and said, well, what do you think about this? Because I've been talking about losing weight because the news this week from the COVID circle, Michael, is that COVID, the actual the ball which has the spikes in it, which is the actual virus, is mm-hmm. something, according to research, that is attracted to fat. So if you have a lot of fat in your body, then you're going to be more likely to attract COVID. And so this has been something that's been a powerful message this week. And so I've tied it into suggesting that folks who want to stay ahead of this go to our sponsor, Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Check out how this will work for you to either lose weight or keep it off. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
You can find the top 10 lists both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com, where all of this is aired, the two-hour special every week. So here's the official people list that goes into our countdown. Number 10, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer. He's number 10, so because he was fired. Number 9 is Pukin Putin. I guess there's probably a kind of a conversation here that puts the two of them together, Pukin and Xi. Number 8, London Breed. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. And the rest of that ilk. Liz Cheney is number 5. Donald Trump is 4. Mark Meadows, a former staff manager for the president. Mark Meadows, number 3. Joe Manchin, running for president, I think, number 2. Joe Biden, he is the president. He's number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more sparkle and a lot more deals. Holiday Beauty Blitz is here to help you find everything for the beauty lover on your list. Right now, get up to 50% off deals each week from brands like CeraVe, Benefit, Urban Decay, and more. Because a lot more gift ideas means a little less shopping stress. And to make shopping even easier, you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Hurry! This event ends December 25th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved it, but I love it 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour. For those of you who are new to this program and some other things, we have 4 new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. Happy to have you along. Introduce you, if you don't know, who Michael Harrison is. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and I have been doing this program for decades, presenting every week an overview of the top 10 hits, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine by his staff. and then we go through the people who are making it. And this week at number six, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham joined a team. I took a different approach to this, and that does happen. Their involvement or their reason for being here, I know that it has to do with the number three story, the continuing focus on the January investigation. Correct. And Laura and Sean and others calling the president and asking him to do something about the problem that was being created. So that I would love you to comment on. But also, one of the things that has come into my mind in the last few days, focusing on Laura and Sean and Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson and all of that ilk, the number of people, according to stats from the Kaiser Foundation, who are not getting vaccinated, even though all of those folks have had their vaccination, they seem to be part of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated, or maybe leaders of a crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated. So this non-political, Kaiser is not a political organization at all. It's not like Gallup or some of the other pollsters that have right-leaning or left-leaning tendencies. So these people are examining who's getting their shots. Maybe this isn't anything but a duh, Michael, but the disproportionate number of Republicans who have not had shots, and compare that to the number of Democrats, you know, we seem to divide everything that way. But I thought the stats were very interesting. The more Republicans are getting sick and dying than Democrats.
Yes, so, this is something that a number of studies have borne out, and it really is because the coronavirus, the pandemic, has been so terribly politicized.
Yeah.
And thus there would be a political...
It's kind of needless when you get right down to it, don't you think?
Oh, it's not only needless, it's tragic.
Yeah.
This should not have been politicized. This should have been a coming together. Somehow, the politicians and, we all know who they are.
Yeah.
Fed into this because they saw it as a great area of appealing to their base or appealing to the other base or making political hay out of a human tragedy. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of lives are being lost, and it could have been avoided had we all banded together. You know, they usually say that when opposing sides face a common enemy, they come together. In this case, it went the opposite direction.
It really is it's unfortunate. I've gotten so many comments on our social media this week. Will you please stop talking about COVID? It's the same stuff. You're scaring people. Well, I'm not trying to scare people, but I know a lot of news media outlets are in print, online, and on the air. They go to this fear-based thinking, and that seems to be how they get reaction, Michael. And I think there are people doing what we do here for a living that are doing the same thing, are they not?
Well, I mean, there's a fine line between spreading fear and spreading information, warning of danger. Maybe we should have fear. Fear has a value in terms of its role in survival. But when you exacerbate it and you politicize it and you create demons, you demonize people for being uncertain, and doctors are uncertain because they're uncertain about, if you have an appendix removed, you'll find two or three different opinions in the medical profession. So, I think this thing has been carried off into a very, very unhealthy arena.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could go back, but we should definitely keep it in mind going forward.
I believe that that's true. Right. Well, the talk radio world full of opinions and thoughts and stories and facts, and we continue in that vein in a matter of moments. I'm still sort of stuck on Joe Manchin for president in that thought pattern, if you will. We continue another half hour of the talk radio countdown show.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisa Boral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Talk Radio Countdown.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview from the experts at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher. He's the Pied Piper there, so people follow his lead, and that means that we have a lot of touch going on with people that are hosts of programs, radio stations that are doing this format, and it still maintains its status as the pretty much the top in terms of radio itself. I guess because there's been so much focus on podcasting, most of the podcasts are spoken word, right? Do you know of any music-oriented podcasts?
There are some music-oriented podcasts, and in some cases they actually pay royalties on it. Most podcasts are spoken word, and most video podcasts are not called podcasts, they're called videos.
Yeah.
You know, that's the term, I'm making a video, or I saw a video, which basically is lingo for a video podcast, and of course the great platform for that is YouTube.
Yep, sure is.
So we're changing our terminology, we're changing our platforms, everything is in flux.
Number is 6 on the story list, focusing on the tornadoes. If I may, with your permission, Michael, I'm going to announce or pass along a group of people, the name of a group that is, in my mind, doing the best job possible. I'm not a big supporter of the big, huge charities, but I found this outfit called Pandemic of Love this week at Pandemic of Love, pandemicoflove.com. I'm sorry, was it .com? Is it .com or .org? .com. Okay, thank you, Phil. The mutual aid that has been the rallying cry of people who have gone through this reality in to a point in Tennessee, but mostly in Kentucky. These folks are doing wonderful work, and if you feel to support them, many people are more generous at this time of year, perhaps just because it's Christmas. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. That's all they're doing. It's a mutual aid organization. They only do things in the here and the now. So if you want to support and know that the money you're giving is going to help that specific cause and not into some general mailbox of cash, then help yourself. PandemicOfLove.com. All right, something to kind of keep on the top of our mind. You were mentioning, and number 10 on the list this week, both story list and people list, was the fate of the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why focus on him than other coaches that have come and gone this year?
Well, because he's a legend in the college world. And this was, I think, his first gig as a professional coach. And a lot of things came out about him. One, that he's, allegedly not a very nice person. And two, he's allegedly not a very good coach. And one of the many, many things.
How the heck did he get to the place where
that's the whole thing. And aside from whether he's a nice person, basically the issue is that you can get away with bullying youngsters who play football in college but you can't get away with bullying grown men who are making millions of dollars playing football in the NFL. And he didn't seem to realize the difference. He lost the locker room, which is a way of saying he lost the confidence of his team, and they've lost a ton of games. Yeah. So he's gone. It's just interesting, the difference in terms of generations and the difference between so-called amateur sports and professional sports.
Urban
and the difference
Meyer.
Between a 20-year-old and a 25-year-old,
Yeah, right. Well, there's not much difference. Some of these college guys go right into basketball, baseball, they're all kids. Really, when you look at some of these, I was watching their World Series, and these are kids.
They are kids.
It's relative to us who are old-timers, but they're kids.
Yep, but they come under the influence of the older veterans when they get into the pros. You know, there are the guys that are 28 and 32, and Tom Brady is 44 years old.
Wow.
I mean, imagine the relationship between Tom Brady and some of the 20-something players on his team. You know, they look at him as big brother. As it has a mature influence on them.
So but, is his career over? Does all of
his career in the
publicity?
Professional leagues? I think as a pro, it's over, and I think it might even hurt him going back to college. He suffered a terrible tarnishing of his reputation. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting. For those who follow sports and football, it's very, very interesting. It's not the end of the world. The Jacksonville Jaguars haven't been a force to reckon with, for most of the time they've existed.
All right, let's take this for a second. Let's step into this for a minute. Toward the end of the week, there was a revelation from a couple of women who charged Chris Noth, who is a very well-known television actor, more television than movies, although he's been in a number of movies. But he was Mr. Big on Sex and the City. And because of that and the storyline of him dying in the movie off of a Peloton bike and then the Peloton commercial, he has splashed across the screens. He's the number two person on the new show that Queen Latifah stars in. And so there's this whole business about focus on him. And now, and I say all of a sudden, without hopefully sounding sexist, but these women are charging him with malfeasance going back a long time. And so is it because somebody like that gets as much publicity, has become as well known as he is, that the dangers of one's past come back to haunt you? And how legitimate, that's the conversation. At this point, if they've waited all this time, how legitimate are the charges? And could this ruin this guy's career? Because you look at some of the other folks who have had these same things thrown at him, and even if it was proven that they weren't guilty, by the time it got to that point, their careers were ruined.
Hmm. Yeah. All of your questions are valid questions, and I certainly can't say anything that would answer those questions other than to say these are the questions that make this a very interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. And all I will say to kind of sum it up is it's dangerous to be a celebrity in this modern era.
Isn't
anonymity is much preferable to being famous.
Right.
And sure, when you become famous and you're in the spotlight, there's more chance of any skeletons in your closet, even if they're really minor or major, coming back to haunt you.
Yep. That's really...
It probably will ruin his career. Although that's a very strange thing. Some people, they have this Teflon aspect to them, and they get through these things and carry on. Others are brought down.
Well, you see, Kevin Spacey.
Happens, I don't know.
And the Kevin Spacey thing now, it's come around that the people that were charging him didn't have a legitimate case. And I think there were two cases against him, or maybe three, all of which he has won. And the charges against him were dropped because they couldn't prove that he was what they accused him of being. So sometimes there's something to these things, and sometimes there isn't. And that's the conundrum. When you have somebody who's, I happen to be a great admirer of Chris Noth. Remember, he grew up on television. We watched him when he was a kid as one of the first. He was the first.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hands and the superhuman qualities that role has. I don't know.
Requires.
Sometimes television series just seem so cardboard, so superficial.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I felt. I, I only watched one episode. I was all excited. I don't. I really shouldn't be saying this because maybe it's gotten better.
I watch it because Chris Noth is in it. That's why I watch. I mean, I like her. I think she's great, frankly, in most everything. And the stories are pretty much boilerplate, the same cops and robbers and shoot 'em ups. It's the same story every night with all these shows, the same story. It's who is playing the role and how well do they do. I think the Law and Order series, I don't like the Special Victims Unit, but I do like Mariska Hargitay, and I like the sort of new tension between her and Chris Maloney coming back again. I think those are great, you know, kind of interesting shows to watch.
But there are some really good shows. There are some really, really good television shows, and there are some lousy ones. Some of it is just, you know, personal taste, and some of it, you know, is there are lousy shows and good shows.
Right.
And, you know, I've been watching shows from the late 90s into the early 2000s. There was one show that morphed into another show. A legal drama comedy, and that was The Practice, which became Boston Legal.
Yeah,
I found out Bernadette had never seen them. It started with a conversation about William Shatner when he went up into space, discussing whether William Shatner is really a great actor and a national icon, or is he a buffoon? And my position
he's an icon,
a great actor, and I pointed out the role he played in Denny Crane in Boston Legal. So I went to YouTube and showed some clips.
Spader, who's also one of our great actors in The Blacklist now. That's a great show. If you haven't seen The Blacklist, that is a fabulous show, the way it's put together.
Is he similar to the character Alan Shore?
Not at all. Nope, 100% different. Yeah,
and still as compelling?
Very, very.
Because that character, Alan Shore, was one of the greatest characters ever to come out of, you know, episodic television. Just
Spader
amazing.
He and Shatner are two peas in a pod as far as being national treasures are concerned, and great actors. All right, in a moment, a couple of things to overview what's going on at Talkers Magazine itself, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the air at 46 after the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find the top 10 lists both at talkers.com and at djvshow.com, where all of this is aired, the two-hour special every week. So here's the official people list that goes into our countdown. Number 10, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer. He's number 10, so because he was fired. Number 9 is Pukin Putin. I guess there's probably a kind of a conversation here that puts the two of them together, Pukin and Xi. Number 8, London Breed. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingram. And the rest of that ilk. Liz Cheney is number 5. Donald Trump is 4. Mark Meadows, a former staff manager for the president. Mark Meadows, number 3. Joe Manchin, running for president, I think, number 2. Joe Biden, he is the president. He's number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the charts. For the week of December the 13th to the 17th, I'm Doug Steffen. I have the honor every week of going through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Let's start with the story list at number 10, latest information, which is a big bust on the JFK assassination. Lots of nothing there. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia and their moves. Number 8, the situation with cybersecurity and scams, that sort of thing. Number 7, the problems with immigration and where these people are going and what they're doing. Number 6, the tornadoes in Kentucky. Number 5, race relations and the usual conversation about Black Lives Matter, etc. Crime and violence, number 4, the stats there. January 6th, speaking of crime and violence, the investigation to that, number 3. The COVID conversation, number 2. And our economy and inflation and the Build Back Better bill. That's it. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers. Michael Harrison, the single most important voice in talk radio with Doug Steffen.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show now. Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law and taxation. The two most miserable courses you could take. And he's the expert. Nice going, Steve. Also, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I would have graduate students say, oh, I need to take this tax course, but there's so much math, I'd never be able to do it. And I always hated math, which is why I became a lawyer, so I could BS instead of math. And I told them, no, we don't do math in my tax classes. That's what you got programs for. We do theory.
Exactly. There you go. So speaking of theory, Steve is... I'm always honored to have the conversation with him, no matter what it is, because I love his mind. We've been talking on the air for a long, long time. And one of the things that he's most noted for is being an expert in identity theft and scams and writing books about it, having a website, scamaside.com. And we actually started last week to go through the 12 scams of Christmas. And I think it's worth spending a little more time because we didn't get to all of them anyway. I think we stopped, actually. We were going from the beginning up the ladder instead of down the ladder, and delivery scams and the porch pirate thing, two that go hand in hand, I think, right? What do we need to warn people about, as if they weren't being warned enough? But I'm not sure a lot of people are paying attention to these warnings, are they?
No, not really. And that's one of the things that the scammers, they really depend
on. Yeah.
And people aren't going to be thinking at this time. You know, it's the supply chain is difficult. The important gifts that you're looking at are sometimes delayed, and the scammers are there to take advantage of it. So first of all, they know everybody and their brother is having deliveries. So there's a number of different delivery scams. Probably the most prevalent is you get an email or a text message from the U.S. Postal Service or Amazon or FedEx or UPS telling you that there's been a delay, but that they want to give you something as compensation for that, so they just need some personal information from you. Or click on this link to fill out the form to get the...
Give me your bank account number. I'm going to send you some money. Right.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things here is if if somebody's talking about giving you a benefit and you've already bought something from them online, they have your credit card. So all they have to do is put it back on your credit card. So people, we don't think enough about this. And as far as the porch pirates go, you know, the porch pirates are everywhere. They're cruising the neighborhoods. They're looking for boxes, and they grab them. So, you know, the thing to do is, first of all, if it's from the Postal Service, there's a service called Informed Delivery, and you can sign up for this, and it's a really good idea to do so, partly because if you don't, the bad guys will sign up in your name. And you can go online and see what the mail is going to come in the very next day. You'll see pictures of it, photographs. So this way you know if there is a check coming in, a credit card statement, or even a package, and to know to have someone there to pick it up. You also can, with deliveries, require a signature or have a neighbor do it or delivery to work. But you've got to be aware of these delivery scams and porch pirates. They are out there in en masse.
All right, number six on the countdown story list this week is a focus on the tornadoes. And I know that we have a lot of charity scams. That's one of the 12 scams of Christmas. I want to take the opportunity, if I may, a little of your time, to underscore the Pandemic of Love and their website, pandemicoflove.com. I began supporting them this week, noticing the good work that they were doing, helping people in Tornado Alley in Tennessee and more in Kentucky. They are a mutual aid organization, Steve. They focus on what's going on now, and they're channeling all their efforts into Kentucky. So check that out, pandemicoflove.com. All right, so what about charity scams in general this holiday season?
You know, in general, what we're seeing is, particularly this time of year, you'll be contacted by a lot of police and fire charities, and you really can't tell if they're legit. Even if your phone says that it's the local police, by spoofing, they can make your caller ID read anything they want. And they also could still use the name of a legit charity. You go to charitynavigator.org, you put in the name of the charity, and it will tell you two things. One, if it's a legit charity, and second, which you and I have talked about a lot, how much of what they collect goes to the charitable purposes and how much they keep themselves.
Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a senior lecturer on law and taxation, choke, and also fabulous contributor to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hear that? The holiday clock is ticking, meaning it's time to head to Ulta Beauty to get more names checked off your list. Because let's be honest, time is running out. But you have us on your side, and we have more of everything on your list. More fragrances, more palettes, more gift sets, and more deals on beauty than ever before. So what are you waiting for? Add those last-minute gifts to your basket and celebrate crossing more off your list. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Saying he's tried everything humanly possible to find a way to support President Biden's $2 trillion social and environment bill, West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin tells Fox News Sunday he cannot support the measure.
There's a lot of good, but that bill is a mammoth piece of legislation, a mammoth piece. And when it's done even through regular order, it would be a tremendous, huge undertaking.
Manchin's hesitation deals a potentially fatal blow to the president's leading domestic initiative heading into an election year when Democrats' narrow hold on Congress already is in peril. The NHL and its Players Association temporarily clamping down on teams crossing the Canadian border and shutting down operations of a sixth team today in hopes of salvaging the season as COVID-19 outbreaks are spreading across the league. The Red Wings are added to a growing list of teams told to shut down operations like the Avalanche, the Panthers, Flames, Predators, and Bruins. Prices at the pump continuing to fall.
Gasoline prices are still dropping. This time it is a drop of 6 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.41.
And if you want to find the lowest price, fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says head to Texas.
Right now the low on our panel is Houston with $2.83, and at the high end is San Francisco Bay at $4.77.
One California congressman says voters in his state getting fed up with Democrat policies.
Republican Congressman Mike Garcia says voters in the Democrat stronghold have a growing list of worries.
So for the average taxpayer, the small business owner, the residents, it's about continuing to survive. It's about security.
As for Democrat efforts to do things like defund police and promote groups like Black Lives Matter.
The average voter is tired of that nonsense. They realize the fallacy of these movements.
Congressman Garcia is seen as one of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's main targets in the 2022 midterms. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The more at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The union, vying to represent Starbucks employees, is objecting to the results of elections at two Buffalo-area stores.
The union says the coffee retailer waged a shock-and-awe campaign meant to dissuade workers from voting to unionize. The claims are made in objections filed with the National Labor Relations Board. Starbucks hasn't responded to a request for comment. Employees at a Buffalo Starbucks voted in favor of a union last week, becoming the first in the U.S. to do so. But Workers United says the company's intimidation tactics affected the other stores where votes either failed or weren't immediately determined. The NLRB will decide whether to schedule a new election. John Scott reporting.
Voter turnout in Hong Kong sank to 30% Sunday in the first legislative election since Beijing amended the laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and vet candidates to ensure that only those loyal to China could run. More at townhall.com. Christmas in a fog at Emory University.
Members of a fraternity were told on December the 3rd that their Christmas wreath hanging in front of their residence was a violation of school policy that would require an incident report. Emory's policy states that exterior holiday decorations must not be installed or removed by students, and that violators of this policy will face disciplinary actions. A fraternity member said there are no lights, decorations hung on light fixtures, or any other conceivable violation, and he is totally confused as to what rules have been violated. Patrick Frost reporting.
Number of stores deploying unique methods to combat retail theft at the Grove Shopping Center in Los Angeles, where a Nordstrom store was targeted around Thanksgiving. Yellow coiled wire, akin to something you'd see at a guarding a prison, has been erected outside. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Burks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, this is our weekly overview. When I say our, the folks who are on the DJV program with me, that would be Jennifer Horn normally. She's off today, but Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner is here, I'm Doug Steffen, and my friend John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, someone that I have always found an interesting go-to person when it comes to his thoughts about what's going on in the world of conversation. He's been running a talk radio station and stations there in that market for years and years and years, and has one. I think you and I first got together, though, when I was participating in launches and things at the Kennedy Space Center. Although you started carrying this program almost when it was the Good Day program, almost at its inception, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Back in the early 90s.
Yes.
When did you start?
I started in 1988, and I think you were one of the first. It had to have been right around 1990 when you started.
It was.
One of the first in the group of a few dozen who signed on within the first year or so. It was October of 88 when I started doing this. So I think you came about in the spring of 1990. Good heavens. That's a long time.
January 1990, yeah.
Yep, there you go. All right, so John and Victoria and Jay are here as we go through the stories. For those of you who are new, like the folks in the Finger Lakes, we have four new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York. The idea here is for us to take the top 10 stories as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. This hour becomes a companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown show that we do every week with Michael Harrison. Go through the stories, the top 10 stories as deemed by talkers in their research, listening to talk radio stations and programs, talking to hosts around the country. So we have a people list, we have a story list, and I try to do this differently every week because I don't want it to become a source of pedanticism. Is that a word? I don't want it to sound the same every week. Even though Casey Kasem, who was the master of countdowns, you know, it was done the same way. It was a formulaic thing. I honestly am not great with formulas. There are certain times I have to do commercials and stop and start and that sort of thing. But I think that it becomes more interesting and intriguing if we take this project on differently. So I'm going to start with number one this week. I'm going to start with number two. Number two is COVID and all the variants and the resurgence of people getting sick, that sort of thing from Thanksgiving. And I'm going to take a sort of different approach and then look for the reaction of the ladies and gentlemen who are here. And you certainly always can comment on our social media as well. Easy to do that. Social media, Twitter handle and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So with regard to COVID and the events that surround it, I saw something that intrigued me, and I'm not often intrigued by the New York Times. As a matter of fact, I think mostly it's a good fish wrapper. But they pointed out something in taking a shot at Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or Mark Levin or Donald Trump himself that is becoming more obvious. Whether it's good or bad, you have to be the judge of that. And maybe it becomes a discussion of political stripes. But more Republicans are dying of COVID than Democrats. And to follow the trail, more Republicans are dying because more Republicans refuse to get the vaccine. And, you know, you look at the red states, you look at the blue states, and who's getting vaccinated and who isn't. In a lot of places, there are a lot of, you know, there are people who just are not wanting to get the vaccine. So I don't use the term conservative, as you've noticed if you've listened to me over the years. I use right of center and left of center because the term conservative in my mind and experience has nothing to do with politics, really. It has to do with what the word's about, and that is saving things. So in this circumstance, it certainly doesn't apply because the conservatives aren't saving even themselves, if you want to use that term. So, and it also is interesting, you know, to note that Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin and Donald Trump had the shots. And yet they lead a chorus of people who seem not to want to get the shots. And so I find it, I don't know, I just think it's kind of a needless, it's just another way to sell more newspapers and magazines taking this approach, finding people who have just one point of view. But there is a vaccination gap, and it is, as I just described. And there are more people who, if you look at the stats, have described themselves as Republicans who have died in terms of sheer numbers than Democrats. So what does that tell us? Does it mean anything? Is this more in a right versus left conversation? Or is there something to behold here? I'll go around the room. John, I'm not going to do ladies first. I'll do you first because you're our guest. What's your read on that?
Well, it's an interesting take on the entire COVID situation. Frankly, one that I had not heard, but I'm not really surprised about either. The entire virus has become political, as I think many people would agree with. And it's unfortunate that it's come down to the point of right of center or left of center. There seems to be this this theory that it's all a left of center type of virus, and as a result, a lot of people are not being vaccinated. I know there are a lot of minorities that feel that the vaccination is not good, and they've not taken it. Mm-hmm. And they won't take it. So that's been a problem with the pandemic in general, and here in our country. So how we get over that, I'm not quite sure. I know the latest numbers as far as vaccination goes here in the country is something like 60% or close to 61%. And I'm wondering whether or not that 75% level that we've heard about now for the past year, if that's going to have any effect on being able to curtail the virus or not. So it's an interesting take, and one that I think presents some problems that are inherent with not taking the vaccination as a result of being either right of center, as you said, and it's one that we'll have to watch a little bit closer to see what happens.
Interesting, because most black Americans describe themselves, if they're asked, as either independents or Democrats. There are black Republicans for sure, and more of them, but still black Americans are not, as you just pointed out, getting the shots because of the mistrust of the system. By the way, this is information that comes from the Kaiser Family Foundation that you can research any which way but loose. All right, so Victoria, Jay, what do you think about this? Do you have a comment?
I'm sort of like what John said. I can't say that I'm surprised, and that's really unfortunate, you know, because it's so political. You can just predict these types of things. Who wears a mask? Well, you're typically on the left if you wear a mask, and who wants to get vaccinated and who doesn't? It's just, it's such a shame.
At least you're an independent. You can be an independent or to the left, kind of. That seems to be where the numbers are. But if you're on the right, chances are.
But you know, but what I'm saying though is you can place a bet and probably not be wrong, you know, on as to these things, and that's really unfortunate and shows the degree of how political thinking has invaded our self-preservation. And it's just, and that's health. And I don't know. It's a shame. I want everyone to be safe and happy. We've lost loved ones to COVID. And it's just, it's an unnecessary thing. This is unnecessary that we're, you know, shutting down schools and businesses and the economy. This doesn't have to happen.
Well, the more upset the public gets with it, it leads to more advances, if you will, in the vaccination of the mask wearing one way or the other. Jay, you have a thought? Yes, no?
Yeah, well, to add to the assumptions of everything, I've been at the grocery store wearing my mask, and I have had people ask me why I chose not to be vaccinated. For the pure fact that I was wearing a mask. I am vaccinated.
See, and that's funny, because you're in Tennessee. Right, so you're in Tennessee, and the funny thing is I'm in New Jersey, and we assume that if you're wearing a mask, you have been vaccinated, because people who wear a mask are also the ones who are, you know, care more about their personal health and care more, and this is the assumption, that they care more about not spreading it. So that's really interesting. It's the opposite up in the north in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting also to understand what mental health toll, the way that people, this is referred to by some as the second pandemic, people in their mental attitude, people are fried with this. Staying home, not working, you know, running out of money, whatever it is that was created by this, by the Chinese government's virus, and more people hopefully are getting into that. We ought to talk about our relationship with China, because that is another a very important item that's on the story list this week, along with the release of information about the JFK assassination. All of those things are included in the top 10 stories, which we continue to purview here on our Talk Radio Review. It's Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, John Harper from WMEL. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 17 after the hour. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure, not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
All right, so we have the JFK assassination information is number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. If any or all of you, I was reading this, Victoria, actually, you sent me a good summary of it, and I'm reading through it and then mentioning...
Not a whole lot, right?
Well, it's the same... They're still putting their foot in the water. They don't really get to the bottom line. Remember, John, when I used to have Jack Anderson on all the time?
The columnist did
the Washington merry-go-round. He and I became great friends. He's a wonderful guy and one of the most interesting storytellers. And he wrote a book about all of this stuff and got right to the bottom line. And as a result of, I never actually put this together, but right after the book was published, he got mugged on a street in Washington, hit over the head with a pipe, and he never was the same again. He had Parkinson's and then died. But it was the things that he exposed in his book. Some of them have chortled their way back into this new release, but there's a lot of paper here and there's not much new information. The suggestion of the Italian, of the mafia and the Cubans and the communists and but you know, Jack brings it right to the bottom line, and that he names the names of the mafiosos who were responsible for colluding with the Chinese. So it's, I mean, with the Russians. It's the 21 after.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer-ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Yeah, these ones come from Twitter. Stevenson3030 tweeted that if he's smart, he won't run again because he can't win, but his ego probably doesn't recognize that. Jeb Keller believes he will run again and can understand why people like him, adding he's different, he did things that weren't mainstream, he did get things done, but questions how there could be any support for him following January 6th.
But, you know, I got to jump in on that. That's number three this week on the story list. This business of all of the family members and people who were close advisors that told him to get up and say something, I think that's the most interesting twist on this week, don't you think? In a specific way, John, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think the family members, as you said, who have come out and reportedly told him, you got to stop this, you got to make some type of a statement.
Tell them to go home.
They were trying to get to Mark Meadows and trying to get him to get to Trump. There definitely is a lot of smoke to that fire right there, and I think that is going to be very damaging.
If he runs for president again, that's going to be the number one thing that the Democrats throw at him. That stuff is not going to help him at all. All right, so what other comments you got there, Jay, on that question?
B-Duster65 tweets that it doesn't matter if Trump runs again because voters don't make the decisions. The people who count the votes do.
This is cynical.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting...
It's an opinion.
It sure is. Okay, next up, thoughts on COVID. What do we have?
Oh, my goodness. It is astounding. Everybody wants us to stop talking about it. Everyone is tired of hearing about it. Al McEwen wants us
including
to let it go. Everyone else is talking about it nonstop and covering things, and he wants us to be a place away from it. Otto Ball also wants us to stop discussing COVID and asks why there's not more conversation happening around the Maxwell trial or ongoing scandals surrounding the Dugars. John H. wonders if COVID is becoming more endemic and moving forward towards being more like the common cold, and also opines if the best we can do is focus on building up our immune system with zinc and vitamin C and D.
Good for you. Thank you, John. Is that John Harper, John H.? Could be. The idea that our immune system is really the best, Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with our DJV program, is very vehement when it comes to building up and keeping your immune system strong. And zinc, golden seal, echinacea, vitamin C, all of those things are great ways of tuning up your immune system. Yeah,
Those are all great things, and I support all of that. And nutritionally, I think we all need to do that. The problem, though, is that so many doctors working in COVID ICU units say, well, everyone thinks their immune system is strong and robust until they're in the ICU unit because they don't want to get a vaccine. And then it's like, oh, well, sorry, there are things stronger than your immune system.
All right, New Yorkers support Andrew. Let's quickly, Jay, Andrew Cuomo. Running again, a couple of quick comments.
No, pretty much everyone was like, didn't vote for him the first time, not going to vote for him again. And Andy Brinkley has the winning comment Dan Myers has the winning comment that nobody outside of New York City, the rest of the people in New York State, never had a need for him.
Or use for him. And his brother either. They've kind of been tied together now in the circumstances they find themselves in. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Last-minute deals are here, and Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right. With daily and weekly deals through the end of the year and unique curated gift guides, Office Depot is offering must-have supplies, time-saving services, and popular gifts for everyone left on your list. Along with just-in-time savings, Office Depot customers can enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup. Get the gifts you need faster and easier than ever. Simply place an order on OfficeDepot.com or the Office Depot mobile app and select in-store or curbside pickup at checkout at least 1 hour before the store's closing time. Customers can find great prices both online and in-store on furniture, technology, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials for the new year ahead. Shoppers can also sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership to unlock even more great savings. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
$1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851, 800-440-0851, 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the charts for the week of December 13th to the 17th. Yes, we will produce this program as we always do, 52 weeks a year. Next weekend it'll be whatever the stories are and the year end after that. Can you imagine? We're talking about the end of the year. We're beyond the middle of December, the end of the year 2021. People say, God bless and good riddance.
Remember when everyone thought 2021 was going to be like the best year ever because 2020 was so bad?
So bad. Yeah,
2021 ended up being at least twice as worse.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, so that's the voice of Victoria Keelan. She's here with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL commenting on the stories that Talkers has come up with. The number one issue. Well, let me. This sort of fits into number six, which is a discussion of the weather and the tornadoes and that sort of thing. Jay, you're closer to it than anybody else down in Nashville, but I want to underscore our support for the Pandemic of Love, which is an organization that basically focuses on whatever the issues are, whatever the problems are, whatever the needs are in the here and now. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. If you want to give to help out, this is a fabulous way to do it. PandemicOfLove.com. You can give on Venmo and Cash App and PayPal, I guess, right?
Basically, whatever's easiest for you to give your monetary gift, they accept it.
Yeah, right. So something certainly to think about along with. There's not much you can say about the devastation, what happened. People who want to continue to grind up the climate change discussion, kind of referring back to some of the social media comments that we've had about COVID. People are just tired of talking about it, listening to it being discussed. I can go through, I'll probably get slapped around by Michael Harrison. I look at the list of the stories every week, and because of my own impatience, I suppose, I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't like going over the same stuff over and over again. However, John, the radio people, the seasoned radio people who listen to us say, you got to play the hits. And the hits in terms of talk, that's how this whole countdown show came about. Michael and I talked, we've been doing this for decades. And the idea came about because of what Casey Kasem was doing in the 70s and 80s with the American Top 40. So if you can do it for music, why can't you do it for talk? And then you get into this whole discussion. Okay, well, I mean, I look at the stories from this year, and we go back when we do this in a couple of weeks. I'm sure that the COVID thing will be number one, and the investigation and Trump will be number two, and China will be number three. Now, somebody would say, well, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth because you love talking about China. I do, because it changes all the time, and because they're guilty of sin. When it comes to almost everything that we charge them with, the Chinese government is no good. And they're doing everything they can to try to destroy our way of life and our country. And so you can find a different angle on that all the time. Not many different angles on the COVID, unfortunately. It is what it is. But because it is in the list, I don't reject talking about it here in the countdown overview, but I am going to try to stay. I think there's so many more interesting things to talk about. I am going to make an effort to stay away from it as much as possible, unless there's something earth-shattering during the course of the DJV program. All right. So, having said that, do we talk anymore about the Chinese? I think, actually, Victoria, would you bring us up to date on what things toward the end of the week, the government, the sort of restrictions, not only our government, but governments around the world have placed on the Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so Thursday ended up not being a great day for the Chinese government in terms of their dealings with America. The Biden administration added China's top military medical research institute to an export blacklist in response to concerns that Beijing is using this technology, like biometrics and brain control weapons, in ways that the U.S. officials say is not only just a threat to our national security, but to human rights around the world. Then then the Commerce Department jumped in, and they added the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, along with 11 of its research institutes, to their list, their blacklist. And so that bans the export of American technology to any one of those companies unless they specifically secure a U.S. government license, which looks like they don't have a fat chance in that one. Then the Commerce Department also added more than a dozen Chinese firms to the blacklist, citing their help in modernizing the Chinese military and also supporting Iran's weapons programs and defense industry. Then the Treasury Department piled on. They placed 8 Chinese companies on a U.S. investment blacklist. So if you're trying to invest in one of those 8 companies, you are not allowed to do that as an American citizen, and you can face very stiff penalties with the SEC if you are violating that. So now the reason they put those companies on the blacklist is because, and it sounds like it's from that show that you love, The Blacklist, but the reason they're on that list is because, once again, they cited biometric surveillance and tracking of ethnic and religious minorities in China, particularly the Uyghur Muslims in the northwestern Xinjiang region, which, you know, earlier in the week, the Biden administration went through the Marco Rubio and the bipartisan bill that was signed into law by Biden, that bans all imports from anywhere in that region. And that's bad news for Nike and a lot of other big companies. So this has been a bad week for the Chinese government. The U.S., and I'm happy about this, is really putting the squeeze on their bottom line. And more than just making threats and, you know, and kind of lobbying tariffs and stuff, this is, to me, these are meaningful and impactful actions that we're taking.
One of the things that has followed me through my career is always soliciting input from the stations that carry my various programs. And so I call on John as sort of a harbinger of what I'm doing, as he listens to what I do. And nobody complains about me overcooking my point of view on the Chinese, or the Chinese government. But some people, when it comes to the inflation story, I guess I'm wondering whether we're doing a good job of getting a lot of the information. I don't expect to say you're doing a terrible job, but I also think that it's important to have a sounding board. I think we all, no matter what you do for a living, it's great to have a mentor. It's great to have somebody that you trust. I've been doing this, as I said, for a long, long time. Many people have been listening to me for decades, and I have changed a lot over the years because I think we all need to change. Got to pay attention to what's going on around you in terms of whatever your business is, and in terms of radio, this kind of a program, you got to sort of keep up with what is on the minds of not only the people that listen to you, but what's going on in the general sphere of things. So is there, you know, anything here that we leave out that we ought to be talking about, John, from your point of view as the guy who runs a radio station?
I think, Doug, good point. And I always say make a friend of change. The various items that Jennifer, or rather Victoria, just mentioned as far as the embargoes on China and what our government is trying to do, I think more of that needs to be brought out, because many Americans are under the belief that our country is doing nothing in regards to placing any type of sanctions on China. And they think that we're just trying to still do business because it's cheaper doing business with China than it is back here in the States.
It is. But to be more specific to the point of, I got clobbered by a guy in a note this week who said that I was an elitist and I was, you know, I'm a rich guy that can buy anything. So why, you know, I take people to task for going into Walmart and going into the dollar stores and buying all that crap that's made in China. And so I wonder whether sometimes that does sound too harsh. I'm not meaning for it to be harsh, but I am very interested in trying to get people to look around. Some, you know, a lot of people are lazy. They just do what's easiest.
Right.
And a lot of the crap that you find on Amazon or, you know, but it's a hard, as the ladies have pointed out here, any number of occasions, it's hard to find stuff. You got to do a little work.
I mean, look, you know I love Target, right? I've been to Target 27 million times this holiday season, and I adore Target. But when I was on the very long line to pick up an online order, you have to go through various aisles, and I'm just standing there picking up random items, there wasn't a single thing that wasn't made in China. Yeah. And that's really, you know, and if you think about how much, I know that, Doug, you want to kind of wave a wand and erase everything made in China, but you would literally not have anything on the shelves in most of these stores.
No, what I want is to bring the business. I want the government to be smart enough or honest enough to incentivize bringing businesses back here through their tax policy, and I want people to be more conscious of what they actually are buying, because what they're buying is not good for our country. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. It's not good for any of us to be this dependent.
Too, in many cases.
Yeah, right. I also thought it was interesting the Senate confirmed Nicholas Burns to be the ambassador to China. He's a Harvard prof. He was the ambassador to NATO. It's kind of a complex situation, obviously, that he's finding himself in. But, I don't know why Marco Rubio tried to hold up his...
Marco Rubio only held him up because he wanted to get his bill passed about the banning the exports imports from Xinjiang. So now he went through with it and said it was fine,
He said in his confirmation hearing that China is not all-powerful. The U.S. retains substantial advantages over China. Most notably, its alliances. And that's interesting because that points out something else. One of the items this week on the countdown, number 9, actually, the China-Russia relationship, as they announced this week with Iran, that they want to do everything they can to clobber America. And they use different language, but basically they're forming an alliance because the Americans are pushing back on the situation with Ukraine and the Russians, and that's basically all Putin. And then she's trying to do the stuff with the Uyghurs and Taiwan, and we're pushing back. And so is the rest of the world, pretty much, or anybody's got any influence. And so, they don't like it. And we don't like what they're doing. And so where does it ever get resolved, I guess, is the question. I always like to have resolve to some of these things, and I don't see it at the moment, anyway. So, all right.
It's going to have to come to a head, right, at some point.
Yeah, right. All right, so number one, I suppose I can attach the social policy $2.2 trillion bill, which is stalled because Joe Manchin, as we speculated on the DJV show, is running for president. I think he is, frankly. So we've got about 60 seconds. What do we think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing.
John, what are your thoughts? Do you think he'll run?
I think there's a very good chance of it. Absolutely. That's what I'm hearing down here in Florida. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, he's a moderate guy, and we need somebody who's moderate that stands up and doesn't let himself get pushed around. What about Jay? What do you hear down in Tennessee?
About him? There's not too much conversation around Donald Trump happening at the moment.
No, I'm talking about Joe Manchin.
Oh, Joe Manchin. Sorry.
So you got to go back to your social media stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, say that again? I missed that.
I said, we were talking about that with social media, and I'm betting there are people that are still sending in things on our social media about Trump running. So I understand the distraction.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, not too much about Joe Manchin at the moment either. Really, the biggest focus at the time for the South is the weather. We're still kind of recovering, and even just the recent tornado. A few weeks earlier, there was another tornado in Middle Tennessee, just a little bit west of Nashville. So it's been pretty trying down here right now.
Yep. All right. There it is. Thank you, John. John Harper from WMEL, and the ladies of the DJV program, Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the charts for the week of December the 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen. I have the honor every week of going through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Let's start with the story list at number 10, the latest information, which is a big bust on the JFK assassination. Lots of nothing there. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia and their moves. Number 8, the situation with cybersecurity and scams, that sort of thing. Number 7, the problems with immigration and where these people are going and what they're doing. Number 6, the tornadoes in Kentucky. Number 5, race relations and the usual conversation about Black Lives Matter, etc. Crime and violence, number 4, the stats there. January 6th, speaking of crime and violence, the investigation into that, number three, the COVID conversation, number two, and our economy and inflation and the Build Back Better bill. That's it, the top 10 stories this week from Talkers. Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find the top 10 lists both at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com, where all of this is aired, the two-hour special every week. So here's the official people list that goes into our countdown. Number 10, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer. He's number 10, so because he was fired. Number 9 is Pukin Putin. I guess there's probably a kind of a conversation here that puts the two of them together, Pukin and Xi. Number 8, London Breed. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingram. And the rest of that ilk. Liz Cheney is number 5. Donald Trump is 4. Mark Meadows, a former staff manager for the president. Mark Meadows, number 3. Joe Manchin, running for president, I think, number 2. Joe Biden, he is the president. He's number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You may be into punk rock,
soft rock or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Huge focus on big tech stories. It's Tech Talk time now, and at the end of the week, Victoria Keelan and I, mostly Victoria Keelan, review the top five items from the world of technology that affects you, your life, and how you use this stuff. I put stuff in quotation marks. So at number five, as we work to number one, some retailers are pushing for some new rules. You want to explain that, Victoria?
Yep. Yeah, retailers are fighting to stop stolen goods from being resold on the Internet. This is a really, really big problem, and especially for smaller retailers, this is, you know, the loss of goods is just, it really hits their bottom line. So the CEOs of nearly two dozen retail companies have thrown their weight behind legislation aimed at marketplaces like Amazon and eBay, and there are some others like OfferUp. And the Facebook Marketplace is another spot where this is happening a lot. It's called the Informed Consumers Act, and it would require online marketplaces to verify sellers and enable buyers to verify sellers as well, to see their contact information, and so that you know you're not buying stolen goods. This is a very low risk crime, which is part of the problem. And so retailers say they see $45 billion in annual losses. It's actually up $15 billion from just a decade ago. And as we know, we've been seeing all the headlines, flash mobs targeting retail chains from Home Depot and Target to Nordstrom and Burberry and Louis Vuitton. And then they're just dumping these goods on eBay and Amazon and Facebook Marketplace. So if you're a consumer, just, you know, try to do a little more due diligence until this law gets passed, because this is really harming a lot of people's business.
All right, number four, this is a focus on the FCC, Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, after the deadly tornadoes swept through multiple states last week, the FCC has now decided that they need to be much better about emergency alert systems, especially for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Those alerts went off, you know, as we know, it's the traditional over the TV. You're watching TV. Usually it's when your favorite show is on, right? And then the big, you know, rainbow thing, the screen comes on and you hear that, the really loud alert button and or alert sound. And then, you know, the FCC has their messaging about the emergency alert system. Well, that doesn't work if you're not watching TV, and it doesn't work if you don't have cable. So they have to come up with much, much better ways. And so the FCC chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, is saying that, you know, as we're seeing more and more of these freak weather storms occurring, like the tornadoes that popped up out of nowhere, they have to do a much better job with helping people get to safety as fast as possible.
All right, number three, the president launching an effort to make online benefits less painful. For whom?
For the consumer. So President Biden signed an executive order this week that aims to make it easier for Americans to access a broad range of federal services and benefits, like renewing your passport online, which should be already a thing, but it's not, and accessing retirement benefits. So one of the big problems here is Social Security benefits, filing your taxes, waiting in line for TSA stuff. All of that requires multiple government agencies to interact with each other. And so if you're a person who, let's just say you want to go online and file for retirement or for your benefits, you have to interact with several agencies, and it becomes a huge mess. So the White House issued a fact sheet detailing this order, saying that they're now going to target 36 different customer experiences across 17 different agencies. And this is going to be on USA.gov, so hopefully this will be revamped in the coming years. Hopefully it won't take too long.
Number two,
50,000 Facebook users in 100 countries may have been targeted by surveillance for hire companies, according to Meta, which is Facebook's new name for their parent company. They shared findings about the attempted attacks with security researchers, and they've alerted potential victims, but This is essentially, they say, 1,500 Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to seven entities that were using this illegal private surveillance efforts. So essentially, this is based in China, Israel, India, and North Macedonia is where they have found that these, they're kind of like guns for hire, essentially, and they are spying on people. And so Facebook is trying their best to alert people to that, so you know if you're being spied on.
Yep. Number one is how vulnerable a lot of people are using certain devices.
This is hundreds of millions of devices that are affected by this. This came out this week. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, this is the CISA, they said this is one of the most serious that the head of the agency has ever seen. This is vulnerabilities across governments and banking, and it has a wide range of people who are affected by this. And it all started in a video game, the Lodge 4J flaw. So it's a mess. It's going to take a long time to fix.
59 past the hour. This is our overview of the top five items from the world of technology here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18, limit 2, in-store only, while supplies last.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House is upset with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, who says he cannot vote for President Biden's massive social spending bill.
Citing his concerns about the size and cost of the $2 trillion Build Back Better plan, Manchin told Fox News Sunday he can't support the legislation in its current form. In a 50-50 Senate, the White House needs every Democratic vote given universal Republican opposition. President Biden's press secretary blasted Manchin's decision, saying it was a sudden reversal from his face-to-face talks with the president in recent days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was a rough weekend overseas. Protesters out in the streets as nations across Europe move to reimpose tougher measures to stem the raging Omicron variant. The Dutch government had gone the farthest, actually, imposing new nationwide lockdown that started Sunday. All non-essential stores, bars, restaurants in the Netherlands now closed until January 14th. And in what is surely to prove a major disappointment, the lockdown terms also rein in private holiday celebrations. Residents only permitted to have two visitors, except for Christmas and New Year's, when they can have four. Before the Dutch announcement, Ireland imposed an 8 p.m. pub curfew, and Paris canceled its New Year's Eve's fireworks display. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says gas prices have been falling for a month due to lower crude oil costs, and they could fall again.
We may well see another drop. It may not be as big, though, because in the past few days, crude oil prices, which were the cause of these declining pump prices, did a reverse and did rebound by about $5 per barrel.
Lundberg found the average price at $3.41 a gallon around the country. Highest, though, was in San Francisco at $4.77 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Senate confirmed more than 30 ambassadors and other Biden administration nominees after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to schedule a vote on sanctions on the company behind the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that will deliver natural gas from Russia to Germany.
Democrats have increasingly voiced concerns about holds that a few GOP senators have placed on nominees to raise objections about foreign policy matters. The holds don't block the nominee from being confirmed, but they do require the Senate to undertake hours of debate that could be used on other priorities. One Democrat accused Republicans of straining the system. But Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri reminded Democrats of the gridlock on nominations 4 years ago when that party under Senator Schumer's leadership tried to prevent many of President Trump's nominees from being confirmed in a timely manner. Ken Lorman reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A key battle is shaping up for the Army.
Some 100 black soldiers were convicted of mutiny at a military camp in 1917 in Houston. Groups are fighting for clemency for the soldiers of the all-black 3rd Battalion of the Army's 24th Infantry Regiment. They're calling on the Army to posthumously grant honorable discharges and recommend pardons to President Biden. The soldiers were either executed or given long prison sentences. Jason Walker reporting.
Senator Elizabeth Warren's tested positive for COVID-19. The Massachusetts Democrat says she's been vaccinated, received her booster shot, and is experiencing mild symptoms in a breakthrough case of the virus. Warren was at the U.S. Capitol last week along with other senators as Democrats were trying to pass President Biden's $2 trillion Build Back Better social and environment bill. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
A famous and long-running children's show takes on the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Snow Queen. And then later we have a fellow remembered for his nasally renditions of such holiday classics as Frosty the Snowman and Jingle Bells, headed up a special quarter-hour Christmas Seals fundraising program. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Jimmy Durante. But that's not till later, because we open with the life work of Nyla Mack, a Kansas woman who spent time as an actress on Broadway before coming to radio in the late 20s. In 1930, she took over the CBS Kids show, The Adventures of Helen and Mary. She felt the best way to tell a children's story was to let the kids do it themselves. So she cast a group of young yet very talented actors who were skilled enough to play different characters of all ages week to week. Renamed Let's Pretend beginning in March of 1934, the Saturday program would continue for the next 20 years. Now, Nyla Mack passed away, though, in early 1953, so for its final couple of years on the air, others directed the series. In this case, it is Gene Hight. So here's the cast list. It's Lynn Thatcher as Gerda, Charles Taylor as Kay, Amy Sedell as Grandma, Arthur Anderson the Crow, Donald Madden is the robber, his wife played by Miriam Wolfe, Gwen Davies is their daughter, and the Snow Queen is played by Daisy Alden. It's from December 12th of 1953.
Hello, hello, come on, let's go, it's time for Let's Pretend. The gang's all here and standing near, is Uncle Bill your friend? The story is exciting from start right to the end. So everyone come join the fun, come on and let's pretend.
Yes, from New York City, it's radio's outstanding children's theater, Let's Pretend, created by Nyla Mack. And here is Uncle Bill Adams to get us started on today's story, The Snow Queen, by Hans Christian Andersen.
Hello, pretenders! Say, how many of you have ever looked at a snowflake real carefully? Well, then you've seen how each and every snowflake is a beautiful pattern. No one of them are ever alike. No two of them are ever alike. But each one has all sorts of little rays and circles inside circles going round and round the center. Well, you know that reminds me of our story today, The Snow Queen. This happens in the story, and that happens. But the one thing at the center of the story is love. You'll see what I mean as the story unfolds. So, Don Madden, will you tell us how we travel to Let's Pretend?
Well, to travel to a wintry story like The Snow Queen, I think we ought to go on a sleigh ride.
Well, that couldn't be better. Take charge, will you, Gwen?
Okay, Uncle Bill. Magical sound men, whisk us a great big sleigh all hung with jingle bells and a fine, fast team of horses to gallop us over the snow. One, two, three. Ah, there we are. Okay, pile aboard, everybody. Pull the lap robes up to your chins and let's go.
Once upon a time, in a great city far, far to the north, lived two children who were fast friends. One was a little girl named Gerda. The other was a boy named Kay. And now, as our story begins, snow lies deep over the city and the children's windows are covered with frost. So Gerda has gone next door to visit Kay and his grandma.
I'm so glad to see you, Gerda. I was afraid maybe you wouldn't come.
Oh, you know I wouldn't miss Grandma's evening story, Kay. I don't care how hard it's snowing. Sometimes when the wind is blowing, the snowflakes sting. Just like bees. When they fly in your eyes, they really hurt.
I like a sliver of the magic mirror itself.
What? What do you mean, Grandma?
What magic mirror, Grandma?
Dear me, I've never told you about the horrible magic mirror and how it gave the Snow Queen her power.
No, Grandma, you haven't.
Oh, tell us now, Grandma.
Well, long, long ago, the imps of the underworld invented a magic mirror, an evil thing that reflected everything in some crooked, ugly, misshapen way.
How awful.
Yes, it was awful, but the imps loved it. They flew about the world with it, getting happy mortals to look at its terrible reflection. And whoever did look was straightaway cross and unhappy.
And the imps liked that?
Oh, they did. They loved making people unhappy. But finally they took their terrible mirror and flew straight up to the sun with it. And the heat of the sun broke the evil mirror into a million trillion splinters.
Oh, good.
No, not so good. After all, the splinters drifted back down to Earth, and the horrid power to make everything seem ugly was in every one of them.
Oh, dear. And then what happened?
What happened still happens. Whenever one of those slivers of the evil mirror blows into anyone's eyes, he's a changed person, hating what he used to love. More than that, he's in the Snow Queen's power. If she finds him, she has only to beckon, and he must follow.
But why?
Because her heart is ice, and always has been. And once anyone is struck by a magic sliver, his heart begins to turn to ice. He must follow the Snow Queen to the ends of the world and never be seen again.
Ooh, such a shivery story, Grandma.
Aye, it is. Time we start talking about the cold, cruel things in the world and remembered that love is stronger than any of them.
Stronger even than the Snow Queen?
Of course, Kay. Love could save even the unhappy folk she carries off. It could melt their frozen hearts and bring them safe home. Remember that always. And now, let's sing our evening song.
Oh, yes. That always makes me feel warm and happy.
I'll play for you while you sing.
Softly now the light of day fades upon our sight away. Happy children, Lord, are we. Bless and keep.
Now I must go. Good night, Grandma. Good night, Kay.
Good night, Gerda.
See you tomorrow out in the park, Gerda.
Yes, of course. And don't forget your sled.
Gerda! Oh, there you are.
Hey, those horrid boys back in the corner. They kept throwing snowballs at me. Snowballs with ice in them.
They've no right doing that, and I'm going to tell them so right now.
Oh, but Kay, they'll jump on you.
Let them try. They're just a bunch of...
What's the matter, Kay? What happened?
It felt like something flew into my eye. It's gone now. What was I going to do?
Why, I go scold those big boys.
Scold them? Having a little fun? But why? As a matter of fact, I'd like to have some fun myself once in a while. Instead of always playing with a foolish girl.
Kay!
And that's just what I'm going to do right now. Hey, fellas, let me in on the fun.
Kay, what's happened to you? How can you talk like that?
Oh, it's easy. What a beautiful white sleigh. With a driver all wrapped in white. Hey, what a ride I'd have if I hooked the back of my sled onto that. Well, why not? The driver's waving to me.
Kay!
Oh, be still, Gerda. Yes, I'm coming, white driver.
Oh, Grandma, is that what happened? Did a bit of the magic mirror fly in Kay's eyes?
Alas, Gerda, you said he changed almost at once. That must be what happened.
Oh, man. And then that white sleigh that came by with the driver all wrapped in white furs. It was the Snow Queen.
Oh, my dear grandson, why should the Snow Queen have carried you away? Now I'll never see you again.
Oh, Grandma, please don't cry. You will see Kay again. I'm going to find him.
What? Oh, Gertie, you don't know what you're saying.
I do. You said yourself that love was stronger than the Snow Queen. Oh, I love Kay as if he were my own brother. I shall find him wherever he is and bring him back to you.
You're only a child.
That doesn't matter. I'm not afraid. Bring him back before the roses bloom, Grandma. I shall start my search today.
Brave little Gerda set forth, her only guide, the love in her heart. She went down to the river. and got into a boat at the river's edge, and the current carried her along. Day after day she traveled. And then... a big black crow flew down from the sky and lighted on the edge of the boat.
Hello, little girl.
Hello, black crow.
Where are you going alone and so far? Aren't you cold? Aren't you hungry?
Oh, I'm very cold and very hungry. I'm seeking my friend, Black Crow. You fly far and wide. Perhaps you've seen him.
Well, now, tell me what he's like.
He's golden-haired and handsome. So nice and kind, you can see it at a glance. Something terrible happened. A bit of the magic mirror got in his eye, and he went off with the Snow Queen, a tall lady all in white.
Well, now. Perhaps I can help you.
You've seen him and the Snow Queen?
I saw a golden-haired boy and a lady in white this very hour.
What?
Right ahead. No distance at all as the crow flies. Look ahead. Look over on the bank right now.
Why, a little boy. He's just Kay's size. Can it be? Kay! Kay! Okay, it's Gerda. I've come for you, Kay.
My name is Edward. This is my mother, Queen Millicent.
But, dear child, please don't cry. Why, you're almost blue with cold and you look exhausted. Come, let us take you into the castle where you can get warm and rested and have something to eat.
Oh, you're so kind, but I mustn't stop. I'm searching for my little friend, Kay. I must look further.
Dear me, what a loyal friend you are to search like this for a lost playmate.
Only love can save him. That's what Grandma said. Only love can dissolve the splinter of the magic mirror that's turning his heart to ice.
Oh. Oh, that's what's happened. And he's gone with the Snow Queen. But the Snow Queen lives many miles from here. It would take days to reach the Palace of Ice. And even if you did, the Snow Queen is cold and cruel.
She might freeze you.
Oh, I don't care. I must go on.
Well, then, there's nothing to do but help you all we can. Come. Into the castle to get warm and rested. And then my son and I will fit out a fine sleigh for you.
Oh, you will? Oh, how kind.
We'll wrap you well with food and send you off with two of our best horses. And I'll send along my most trusted guard to drive you, too. For there are robbers in the forest along the way.
Oh, if I find Kay, it will be thanks to you.
No, it will be thanks to your own loving heart.
The kind queen kept her promises, and soon Gerda was flying along the snowy roads northward in a great golden sleigh. But alas, there were robbers in the forest. As night falls, a fierce-looking fellow races up to a campfire where a rough-looking woman and her little girl are cooking supper.
Oh, wife, listen to this.
Oh, be careful, fool. You're frightening the reindeer.
Oh, who cares about the reindeer? We're not going to need a reindeer to haul our tents much longer.
Oh, Father, what is it? What's happened?
A fine sleigh is headed this way.
What?
No one in it but a little girl and the driver. But what furs? What packages? It must be food.
Can we take it?
Oh, listen. Here it comes now. Of course we can take it. You on one side of the road, Arthur.
Right.
I on the other with my dagger. And, Gypsy?
Yes, Father?
You'll run out ahead of the horses.
Yes. The driver will be afraid of running over me and he'll stop.
That's right. You'll grab the horses, Arthur.
Yes.
I'll take care of the driver and the young passenger. Here they come. Hurry!
Listening to Let's Pretend on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Bring me your friendly old change. Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
But I never heard him speak to anybody but us before. He must like you, girl.
My name is Gerda. Oh, do you suppose the reindeer knows where the Snow Queen lives?
Of course I know. Far off in Lapland.
In Lapland? Oh, reindeer, could you carry me there?
Hey, now, wait a minute. You're my prisoner, Gerda, and that's our reindeer.
I have a necklace that Queen Millicent gave me. It's yours, Gypsy Girl, if you'll let me go free to look for Kay again.
You must want to find him a lot.
Oh, I do. Your father has the horses now. Does he really need the reindeer?
Let me take her to the Snow Queen, Gypsy. I know the way. I want to see my home in the north again.
Well, for goodness sake. And the funny thing is this, Gerda. I really want to keep you here. But yet I can tell I'm going to let you go.
Gypsy!
It must be your eyes. They're so kind-like. Well, all right. If you're going, you'd better be quick before my parents come back.
Oh, yes, yes. And I'll always remember you for your kindness.
Here, get up on Buck's back quickly.
I'll carry you with the speed of the wind.
Yes, yes. To the Snow Queen, to find Kay. Goodbye, Gypsy Girl.
Goodbye. I hope you find him, Gerda. Please.
And so Gerda set off on the reindeer's back through the dark and snowy night. Across the wastes of Finland they galloped. On to Lapland. And meanwhile, in the great palace of ice, the Snow Queen sits on her throne. And nearby sits Kay, moving small blocks of ice about on the icy floor.
Oh, Snow Queen, it's no use. I can't do it.
What's the matter, Kay?
I've worked and worked with these ice blocks, and I can make all sorts of patterns, but I can't spell out the word you said I had to spell.
You can't make the blocks spell love.
No, it's very strange. I'm sure I used to know how to spell it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you did. And if you can spell it again here, why, the whole world will be yours, Kay, as well as a new pair of skates.
The whole world? And a new pair of skates? If I can spell love, oh, why can't I? Who used to speak of love? My grand...
Yes, Kay.
I can't remember. It was someone.
Can't remember. Excellent. Soon you will not try. Then you will be all cold and hard and icy, like me.
I will?
Oh, yes. But till that happens, keep playing with the blocks if you want to. Now I must be off to coat the mountaintops with more snow. Goodbye, Kay. For a little while.
Love. Really, it's such a curious word. How can I spell it?
Kay? Oh, Kay, it is you.
What? Who calls me? Where are you?
At the window, Kay. Oh, Box, stand still while I climb through. Oh, it's all ice. But, Kay, dear, here I am at last.
Who are you?
Kay, don't you know me? It's Gerda.
Gerda? Gerda who? I never saw you before.
Saints in heaven, help me. Hey, dear friend, don't you remember Grandma? She's waiting at home by the fire crying for you. Well, come, let's go home to her.
This is my home. This room of ice is where I belong.
Okay, no. No. I can't be too late. Your heart can't be all icy.
Wait. How funny. There are icicles melting on your face.
Those are tears, Kay. Tears because I... Or good night, him. Perhaps that will melt the splinter of the magic mirror and help you remember. Listen, Kay.
Softly now the light of day...
Hey, look whoever you are. The ice blocks.
Fades upon our sight away.
All by themselves.
They spelled it out. L-O-V-E. Love.
Happy children, what are we?
I remember now. You are Gerda, my little friend Gerda.
Bless and keep you dear to me.
Gerda, it's you.
Oh, at last, oh dear God in heaven, I thank thee. Kay remembers. Kay, you remember Grandma, too?
Oh, yes, yes, where is she?
At home waiting for us. Bach? Bach, Kay remembers. Now we can take him home.
Bring him here, Gerda. I will take you both home.
Oh, come, Kay. Grandma's waiting. Sing our song with me as we go.
Happy children, Lord, are we.
That's the famous Hans Christian Andersen story of the Snow Queen. The pretenders for today were Gerda,
Lynn Thatcher,
Kay,
Charles Taylor,
Grandma,
Amy Sedell,
the Crow,
Arthur Anderson,
the Queen,
Sybil Trent,
the Robber,
Donald Madden,
his wife,
Miriam Wolfe,
his daughter,
Gwen Davies,
the Reindeer,
Robert Morea,
and the Snow Queen,
Daisy Alden.
The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Height and written for radio by Johanna Johnston. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York City. And remember, if you live nearby or come visiting, you're always welcome at a broadcast. Get free tickets by writing CBS Radio, New York City.
From December 12, 1953. As I mentioned at the beginning, the driving force behind Let's Pretend, longtime director Nyla Mack, had passed away at the beginning of that year, so the remaining episodes were directed by other folks. As you heard for the Snow Queen, it was Gene Height. By the way, Arthur Anderson, the fellow who played the Crow, has had a long and distinguished showbiz career. The New York City native was born in 1922 and was just a teenager when he began getting national radio work. In addition to Let's Pretend, he would be heard a few times over on Orson Welles' famed series, The Mercury Theater on the Air. And beginning in the early 1960s, Arthur Anderson was the voice of Lucky the Leprechaun in the Lucky Charms cereal commercials, a character he played for nearly 30 years. More recently, he did voice work on the Cartoon Network, including the series Courage the Cowardly Dog. And while pushing 90, he was seen as an elderly innkeeper in the 2011 comedy motion picture The Oranges, starring Hugh Laurie, Oliver Platt, Catherine Keener, and Allison Janney. Well, I'm your host, Greg Mellon. Coming up next on When Radio Was, Jimmy Durante cracks some jokes, sings some holiday tunes, and promotes a Christmas Seals campaign. That all begins right after this.
My name is Dr. John H. Watson, and the Sherlock Holmes adventure I have for you tonight took place in the autumn of the year 1889.
The world's most famous consulting detective began his career in the 19th century, thrived in the 20th, and lives on in the 21st.
1,000 apologies, Watson.
Come in.
How quickly can you be dressed?
3 or 4 minutes. What's the matter?
Murder most foul, Watson.
The game's afoot in 23 new adventures, produced by Jim French and starring John Patrick Lowry. They're available now in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
I step back from the edge of the pond, the gun in my hand. And then I saw it. The knobbed, leathery hide of the largest crocodile anyone had ever seen. It slithered up the side of the pond, its jaws spread 3 feet apart, its short legs driving its thrashing body directly for me. Aiming my gun with both hands, I fired into the monster's gaping maw.
The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. It's elementary. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code MYSTERY7.
Holmes had that absorbed, distant expression on his face that meant his mind was churning over the intelligence we had now accumulated. I waited patiently beside him. And then finally, as an empty cab approached, he said, without turning toward me,
"This thing is more devilish than I thought. We have work to do tonight, Watson."
Find out who done it and save $12 on the further adventures of Sherlock Holmes at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code MYSTERY7.
And Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Let's face it, tech can enhance just about anything. And when it comes to the kitchen, the LG ProBake Convection Slide-In range comes with different modes, so you don't have to have a ton of different appliances. One mode is air sous vide, and Ashley Odisho from LG fills this in.
We've taken sous vide, which is usually food submerged under water, and we've used now airflow to cook. So how our oven works is it uses low oven temperatures and airflow that cook around and circulate around vacuum sealed food that you just put simply on the rack of the oven.
And if you love fried food without the guilt, this range even has an integrated air fryer,
which circulates hot air with a fast fan to provide those crispy results. And you don't have to add nearly as much oil as required for cooktop frying.
Check it out at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now as promised, here is the great Jimmy Durante. He heads up a brief holiday variety show and is joined by a North Dakota-born jazz and pop singer, as well as an adorable little child star. She's best known for the Christmas film A Miracle on 34th Street. You'll get their names in just a moment. Enjoy.
For Christmas seals, it's the Jimmy Durante Show with Margaret O'Brien, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, and Roy Bargy and his orchestra. And wait a minute, who else is that with you, Jimmy? Not the King of England, not the little man who wasn't there.
No, but you're getting warm. It's Umbriaco. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Umbriaco. When I see a Christmas turkey, I think of him. He's a winner. And at Christmas, I know he'll be late for dinner. He won't starve by heck. He'll never leave a speck. He'll eat the turkey's neck. Don't stand near the mistletoe, or you'll be kissed by Mr. Umbriaco. Let me hear it. Umbriaco. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Umbriaco. Happy New Year, Umbriaco. How I love that Umbriaco. You know, last Christmas I remembered him. I sent him a brand new automobile with the latest invention on it. With this invention, if you're driving down the road and you see a lady driver coming towards you, you press a button, the car folds up and hides in the glove compartment. Don't stand near the mistletoe, or you'll be kissed by Mr. Umbriaco.
It's Christmas Eve, and Jimmy Durante and his man Treacher are busy decorating their Christmas tree when all of a sudden...
Oh, you go on with the tree, Treacher. I'll answer the door. Well, Merry Christmas, Margaret.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What a voice. Which Margaret is this, O'Brien or Truman? Why, it's Margaret O'Brien.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Gee, this is fun.
Well, Margaret, you really got the Christmas spirit, haven't you?
Oh, it's been wonderful, Jimmy. I've been out with a bunch of neighborhood kids singing Christmas carols.
Yes?
First we sang under Bob Hope's window and he threw us a quarter. Then we sang under Red Skelton's window and he threw us a quarter.
Go on.
Then all of us kids went over to Jack Benny's house.
Did you sing for Mr. Benny?
No, we split the money with him. He's head of our union.
Well, come on in, Margaret. You're always welcome in my humble chapeau.
Thank you, Jimmy. And here's the present I brought for you. Open it up.
Why, Margaret, this is the best of kitties.
You like it?
Just what I wanted, a Mickey Mouse beauty kit.
I wanted to give it to you, Jimmy. Because I think you're beautiful.
Would you say that again?
I think you're beautiful.
I gotta have this show transcribed. A thing like that should go on record.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello there, Margaret.
Hello, Miss Lee. Say, Jimmy, Peggy's standing under the mistletoe. Why don't you turn out the lights and steal a kiss?
Thanks for the tip, Margaret. Here goes the lights. Puck her up, Peggy. There you are, sweetheart. How do you feel getting a real Durante kiss?
I'm feeling mighty low.
What a blow. It's Candy Candido, this month's Woodsberry bride. He's lovely. He's engaged. He uses chicken fat. Now, come on, Margaret.
Quiet, Jimmy. Oh, look, Margaret's falling asleep under the Christmas tree.
How do you like that? This Yuletide is too much for her. Let her take a little snooze. Pleasant dreams, Margaret.
Where am I? All this ice and snow and reindeer. Why, this is Santa Claus's home at the North Pole. And there he stands with his reindeer. Tell me, are you really Santa Claus?
That's right, little girl. I'm Old Saint Nick.
Gee, Santa Claus, how old are you anyway?
Why, Margaret, Santa Claus lived since the beginning of the world. I guess I'm over 2,000 years old.
Gee, even older than Al Jolson. Gee, I'm a lucky girl meeting Santa Claus and seeing all his reindeer.
You know, Margaret, I didn't always use reindeer. On my first Christmas trip, I thought to deliver a message. I thought I'd deliver presents on horseback. Some of my helpers tried to teach me to ride it. He said, when the horse goes down, you go up. And when the horse goes up, you go down. So I tried it. I got on the horse. When the horse went down, I went up. And when I came down, the horse was gone. Wait a minute. Was it that funny?
Oh, no. Your beard's tickling me.
Oh, I see.
But tell me, Santa, may I go with you to deliver the presents?
You sure can, little girl. Just help me get the harness over these reindeer's horns. We gotta hurry, though. These reindeers can only work 8 hours a day. They're organized now.
The reindeer are organized?
That's right. Patrol makes anything with a horn, join the union. But I've got to get dressed for my trip. Here, Margaret, take this Peggy Lee doll. It'll sing for you while I'm putting my coat on.
Oh, a real Peggy Lee doll. Isn't she beautiful? I'll wind it up and see if she can really talk.
Thank you, Margaret. This song is just for you and Santa.
Thanks, Dolly. Sing it for Margaret and Old Saint Nick.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to say goodnight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's ordered lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child he's gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering a simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times,
right back with more of Jimmy Durante right after we take a short break.
Sweep the garden. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there lived a great Zen master who said, in Zen, there are just two things to do. Meditate and sweep the garden. And it doesn't matter how big the garden is. I like that idea. Look, meditation is an exercise for the brain. It's something I advocate you doing in whatever capacity works best for you. And sweeping the garden of the world? Well, I think there's a lot for all of us to do, but if we can work together, we'll likely get it done much more efficiently. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So, sweep the garden all around you. Sweep as much as you can. Do what you have to do, because you are responsible for your actions alone. And there's a lot of sweeping you can do. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
And now back to Jimmy Durante hosting the Christmas Seal Show on Win Radio 1.
Come on, I'll knock on the door.
But why are you knocking on the door? I always thought that Santa Claus came down the chimney to leave his bundle.
Oh, no. The stork can't make it with his beak. Why should I try it with mine? Hello, little girl. I'm old Saint Nick. What's your name?
I'm Little Candy, but I'm mad at you, Santa Claus.
But, Little Candy, why are you mad at Santa Claus?
Because of last year. I wanted a pony and he brought me a
baby brother.
They blame everything on old Saint Nick. How old can a Saint Nick get? I've got a lot of gifts for you, Little Candy. But tell me one thing. How do you feel about spending Christmas in sunny California?
Well, I can tell you about it in a little poem. Christmas in California just isn't right, you know. When I dream of a white Christmas,
I'm feeling mighty snow.
What a voice. What a voice. Sounds like a tonsils were caught in a mix master.
Oh, Santa Claus, I wish you'd do me a big favor. My little boyfriend, Stanley, lives in that house right next door. And he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. Would you come over with me and prove to him that he's wrong?
He doesn't believe there's a Santa Claus?
No, and he's awful stubborn. I'll knock on the door.
So, Margaret, I'm not gay enough for you. You have to go out with a show-off and a red suit.
Please, Stanley, you don't understand. He's old.
St. Nick.
Everybody wants to get into the action.
Why, look at you. Your whiskers don't even hide your nose.
Sonny, the beard wasn't built that could hide this nose.
Well, Margaret, you've made your choice. We're through. I'm going out in the backyard and eating worms. Do you hear me? I'm going to eat worms.
Poor kid, he must have heard about the price of Christmas turkeys.
Goodbye, Margaret. You've given me up for this phony. There is no Santa Claus.
Stanley, don't you dare say that again. You just don't understand. You can't see a kind thought, but it's there just the same. As long as the idea of Santa Claus is in people's hearts, he'll exist. We prove he's alive and doing good for others every time we buy Christmas seals, for instance. You see, Stanley Christmas seals are what grown-ups call a symbol, too. When people buy Christmas seals, that means they believe in the real meaning behind Christmas. Goodwill towards men and all that. They know that the money they spend on Christmas seals is used to fight a terrible disease, tuberculosis. They know that the Christmas seal money is to help keep boys and girls, and grown-ups, too, safe from this terrible tuberculosis. What would Christmas be if it didn't give us a chance to help other people? Well, it just wouldn't be a Christmas if we didn't have Christmas seals and Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus. All of us boys and girls here in America must believe in Santa Claus. All of us have enough food to eat and warm clothes to wear and many other things that children in other countries haven't got. When you live in America, Stanley, you've just got to believe there's a Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus.
Margaret, wake up. You've been dreaming. Wake up.
Yes, Santa. Oh, you're not Santa Claus. You're Jim Durante.
That's right, Margaret. I'm not Santa, but I'm somebody very close to him.
I didn't know anyone was close to him.
Yes, Margaret. I am. Listen. I'm Jimmy Durante Claus.
He's the partner of Santa Claus.
His toy bag isn't on his back as he goes through the snows.
He's got the better face in front. He hooks it on his nose.
He's Jimmy Durante Claus.
He's the partner of Santa Claus.
Don't I seem familiar? Now think back through your brain, dear.
I'm not sure, but somehow you look like his leading reindeer.
The partner of Santa Claus is Jimmy the Santa Claus.
A happy Yuletide holiday and loads of gift from Santa. If you want to be sure you've got the spirit and to know how good it feels, on every gift and Christmas card, just use those Christmas seals.
Jimmy Durante hosting a Christmas Seals program and getting lots of help from adorable child star Margaret O'Brien, with Peggy Lee singing the Christmas song. While I don't have the full credits, it sounded like child voice specialist Richard Beals playing Little Stanley. I'm Greg Bell, and one of Jimmy Durante's best-remembered Christmas renditions is Frosty the Snowman. While he also served as the narrator for the 1969 animated television version of that song. Jackie Vernon was Frosty, but some well-known radio performers handled some of the other characters. I'll share those names and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com and Mantovani, the legendary composer and conductor, along with his orchestra, bring you an amazing compilation of timeless instrumental hits on two CDs. Enjoy this Mantovani Moon River collection of instrumental classics, such as Stranger in Paradise, Some Enchanted Evening, A Summer Place, Swedish Rhapsody, along with easy listening favorites including Love Letters, Return to Me, My Foolish Heart, and many more. Get Mantovani Moon River, a collection of 50 of his most popular recordings for the amazingly low price of $17.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention coupon code SONG77. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order today and pay only $17.98. Remember, coupon code SONG77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget coupon code SONG77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1969 animated Christmas classic, Frosty the Snowman. In that TV special narrated by Jimmy Durante, Jackie Vernon was Frosty. While the little girl, Karen, as well as the teacher and some of the additional voices were provided by the great June Foray. And playing Santa Claus and the traffic cop was Paul Frees. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but please visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.